Blog Talk Radio.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso never called an asshole. Now I do. The girls have turned the color of an avocado. When he drive down the street in his Eldorado, while he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. At New York. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why? He could walk down the street. Girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. No. Not around here. Not like you.
Interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
The BBC would like to apologize for the following announcement.
It's clobbering time.
The Batmobile. Let's go. Stomach batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move up.
You filthy criminals.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
Yeah, welcome everyone. That is, of course, Mr. Heston expressing his extreme displeasure that we at the Clobberin' Time Baxter Building Basement Alley Violet Misfit Toys have preempted his show. That's right. We've just postponed it just a little. Welcome everyone to Clobberin' Time issue number. What is it? Tex didn't send me the issue numbers, I believe, but I think it's, hope he's all right because he usually does. I think it's like we're at something like 491, something like that. Ballparking at 491, I think. It could be 492. Well, we're somewhere up in there because I forgot what number last week was, but we can check that. It doesn't matter. The 490 range getting ever nearer to the big 500. I want to thank, of course, my great retro-blasting buddies for joining me last Tuesday night for something I really enjoyed. I always love doing Open Geeks talks, of course, with my great buddies Matthew and Flash, but I never really gotten much of a chance to do kind of an open fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type thing with Michael and Melinda, my amazing retro-blasting buddies, and I really, really enjoyed it. I had a great time doing that. If you're not familiar with them, and you should be, go to their Facebook page, Retro Blasting on Facebook, and of course their extraordinary YouTube page, Retro Blasting on YouTube. If you love classic cartoons, toys, any of the great stuff from our childhood, if you're amongst our contemporaries, but you don't have to be if you just love 80s. Even some 90s stuff is in there, and even some 70s stuff is in there, but they sort of specialize on 80s, and they do toy restorations and toy reviews and cartoon reviews and various other retro geek things. They're retro geekers extraordinaire, and I had a great time with them last week. And, of course, here on the Grenache Network, it's not always about Clobberin, although we'll try to get a couple of Clobberin at times in each week, at least one for sure. We'll have at least one for sure, but we will have more some weeks. For this week, and maybe end up with two. But aside from that, of course, every Monday night and every Friday night, it's Decker and the Gang for Possum Hour, of course, our flagship show. Decker and Gumby and Wendy and all those wonderful people, 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday nights, and I do believe they still do Friday nights. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they do. Daddy G and the Gang, I think, still do 9 p.m. on Saturday nights. Let's see. We got who do we have here? Let me see what we got. Did we get a call? There he is. Look. Okay. We'll do. What we're going to do here is, and by the way, Matthew, I see that you're there. And I'm talking to your pappy right now because we're going to get Matt and Flash with us. But first, I don't want to stop. So I want to get some... our usual dialing music. Greatest American Hero Rick is here. Greatness, my friend. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of a dialing song, like we always have tradition now when I get Flash to join us. Well, I need to go and get him and hook him up back up to the show. We always try to play something a little bit different. And so, hey, look, let's do something fun. Let's do something. This needs to last long enough for us to get hooked up. So we'll make it. Let's do it with a show that's great, even though he doesn't understand how great it is. We still love him anyway. Here we go, a little Batman Gray and Blue, and we'll be right back.
There was a man from Gotham in the Batmobile he rode, defending the defenseless. It's to him I sing this ode. With his hammers of justice, he struck down every foe. Sent deep for our families, it's this to him we owe. Gray and blue, gray and blue. The man from Gotham wore the gray and blue. He fought the violent villains, numerous to list, rendering his verdict with batwing covered fist, descending from the night sky, his gallows. he could never share a secret identity. But why endure this lone crusade? Fight a fight you just can't win. If asked, the bat would tell you, someone's got to stand up to all this sin. Gray and blue.
Well, Flash, you there, dude? I don't know why. Skype's not picking him up. Man. Hey, Matthew, you hearing me out there, bro? Let me check on my Skype. I'm sorry, everyone. We're trying to get all... It's just the way this thing goes sometimes. It's just a sudden... Let's see. Where you at, man? Where? I don't get it. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense there. Ah, there we go. Let me see here.
Any ideas?
Just one. Hit it.
Good evening, all you gentlemen, mobsters, creeps, and crooks. Men in tights come after you, and still you're off the hook. For those who scare and terrorize, it's the dawn of a brand new day.
You've come to Simply Cola, the one and only birds of prey.
Green Lantern has his special range.
Think we did it, brother. You there?
I am here.
All right. Well, we love that song. We've played it bazillions of times before. So thank you, everyone, for being patient. If you're out there, whether you're live there, Greatest American Hero Rick, good to see you there, buddy. Matthew, well, we lost Matthew. Where is he? And then, of course, anyone out there listening on the archive feed, sorry about all that. If you've listened before, and if you have, we thank you. You know how that goes with the old Skypey and the old BTR glitchiness. So, what's up, man?
Nothing. What's up, dude?
Not a lot. You guys been having internet issues or something?
Oh, man. Oh, hardcore, dude. It's
wow.
It's been a nightmare because anybody who is a subscriber of Time Warner, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
I've heard they're awful. Oh, my God, they're awful. Dude, before we get started, if you will allow me a potion,
sure.
I want to vent. We had a problem. We had no internet, and cable was hit and miss. We had to call Time Warner to see what the problem was. We've been having a lot of storms here lately. They're really severe.
Sure.
And they said, there seems to be a problem. From the outside, so we're going to have to send a technician out. It's like, okay, yeah, all right, cool. Get this up and get this running, man. So they don't show. And when you would call Time Warner, you'd say, hey, what happened to my tech? And they're like, oh, well, they were there. And I said, well, it's still not working. Oh, never mind, they weren't there.
Oh, God.
So, it's literally like talking to two different companies, and one doesn't know what the other one's doing. So, of course, they outsource all their tech.
Right.
And so finally today, they get everything fixed, quote-unquote fixed. Get back home, cable's back, of course nothing on, but doesn't matter. I've got my cable back. Awesome. I come in, my modem is still blinking like a maniac, so I'm like, odd. Strange. So I call, and they say, "Well, we need to reboot you." I'm like, okay, well, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Well, we need your serial number off of your modem and all this. And I'm like, that's weird. So I give it to them. And they say, okay, you're up and running. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I said, it blinked for a minute, and then it went right back out. So they said, well, we're going to have to send a technician out to your pole. I said, but I have my cable. They said, yes. I said, they run through the same line. This is me telling a tech that everything runs through the same line. And I'm like, if I've got cable, I should have internet service. Let me transfer you. So they transferred me to a dial tone because they hung up on me. So I called back, and, of course, you're talking to an automated system that doesn't understand what you're saying, and I finally get through, but it sends me to the wrong department. It, instead of the tech department, it sends me to the billing department. So I'm talking to the billing department thinking this is the tech department, and they said, well, just this is the billing department. And I'm like, oh, okay. I said, can you transfer me? And they're like, well, hang on. Let me run a test on your line. I'm like, oh, okay, awesome. Then it came on, and she goes, okay, you're ready, you're done. And I'm like, wait a minute, could not solve this problem, but the billing department obviously just hit a keystroke and corrected the problem. And I said, how did you do that? And she said, well, we just sent a signal. I said, well, how do you send a signal? And they said, well, whenever we have a new customer or you know, that's how we get them going. You know, if everything's already wired in their house or their apartment, when they move in, we just enter a couple of keystrokes and it activates your signal. And I said, so wait a minute, you activated my signal from the billing department, but the tech department couldn't do it.
Oh my God!
And she said, I don't understand why the tech department couldn't do this. So long story short, this should have been resolved days ago, but apparently the tech department, which is outsourced, thank you very much.
Well, yeah.
So much so that I had to ask for another person to help me because their accent was so thick, I couldn't understand what they were saying. And not only could I not understand what they were saying, I don't think they spoke the English too well, and they didn't really understand what I was saying. So anyway, problem resolved. We are back. We've been fighting this for close to a week now. So everything is finally taken care of because, of course, they don't send technicians out on the weekends. So awesome.
Oh, fucking bureaucrats. Are they worse? Are they truly worse than Comcast, though?
I've never dealt with Comcast.
Well, me neither. But you know something, dude? I heard it's all over the internet now. There was even Facebook even links to it. It's trending all over it. There was a Comcast operator. A guy called in, wanted to cancel the service. He was sick of him.
Uh-huh.
And it's gone viral because the guy would not let him. The guy was, I can't even put it into words how unbelievably idiotic this guy was. He would not take. I'm dumping your service for an answer.
Wow.
And
like the old AOL call, remember that one?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, with the guy, it was the same thing where the guy tried to cancel his AOL, and they just wouldn't do it. The guy just kept, well, what's the problem, sir? And he's like, you know, I want you to cancel the account. Well, I don't know what we did to you. The guy gets real offended, right? And he's like, I just want you to cancel this account. And he's, well, I'm just trying to help you out, sir. And he's like, cancel the account.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This goes on for 10 minutes. And the guy is just, the tech is just verbally abusive.
That's exactly what this is.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. And you can find it on, this is like it's trending. You know, if you go to the Facebook newsfeed thing,
uh-huh.
You can find it on the call on there. It's absolutely disturbing. Someone on the radio today played the call back. Like, this guy could not reason with this motherfucker. You, sir, but why do you want to leave us? I just want to leave you. And in other words, nothing the guy could say it was worse than talking to a brick wall. Now, Comcast, of course, is embarrassed by it because it's made it all over the internet.
Right.
It's truly, it's outrageous, and it sounds exactly like the AOL thing you're just talking about.
Amazing.
The guy can't understand, I mean, you know, don't argue with me. I'm dumping your stupid service. I mean, I can understand a couple of times. I get that they're going to try to hook you back. Look, well, can we do? What can we do for you?
It's their job, yeah.
I want to quit. Come on, can we give you something? That's cool. I mean, I get that. That's part, and you know, sometimes you could use that. That's bargaining. You know, sometimes look, I've gotten some crap out of DirecTV for some, gotten some things out of them a couple times. I said, look, I'm leaving to go to the other one. And I meant it, but anyway. And they would throw things at you. That at some point you go, okay, that's fine. But if someone says, look, thank you, but no thank you, I'm gone. And that should be it.
Wow.
Astonishing. I mean, it's truly, this was psycho. This guy was a nut, and it sounds exactly like what you're talking about. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was this with the AOL, and that this took place once upon a time when people actually paid for AOL.
Right.
Yeah. Who pays for AOL anymore? Nobody.
Is there such a thing as AOL anymore?
Yeah. Apparently this was at a time when you had to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
And I can remember in the early ages of the internet, travel back with me.
Yes.
When you did pay for AOL.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I canceled it. And you never had to pay for AOL because every time you would go to cancel it, they would say, oh well, let us give you another 3 months free.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
I remember that
and
crap.
At the end of that 3 months you call and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna cancel this. And they're like, oh well, how about we give you another 3 months free? And I'm like, how are you making any money here?
I don't understand how they ever made any money.
I don't either.
Right.
I think it was all a sham. I think it was just, well, if we can get money out of them, we can. If we can't, yeah, no big deal. We get all our money from our ads anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I mean, last year with the was it my NFL ticket? I've had them in like 12 years or so, and that's expensive. I'm about to have to stop, I guess. But last year, threatening to leave DirecTV because this one, and not threatening, just saying we can't afford it anymore, got last year free. And it's expensive, dude. The NFL ticket's high.
I got in trouble with the wife here recently because I like a dope signed up for Redbox Instant.
Oh.
And it's a joke.
Really?
Anybody listening out there is thinking about it, don't do it because just about everything on there is on Netflix.
And there's crap that isn't on Netflix. But.
Right, and what is on there, it's like, oh, you have to go to the kiosk to get this. I'm like, yeah,
screw that.
This. It's like, well, you can watch these for free. And it's like, yeah, but I don't want to watch these for free. So it was a trial period, and I forgot to cancel it, and it came out of our account.
Yikes.
Which, it's not a tremendous amount of money. It didn't cause any havoc. It was, it was a few bucks, but... But once again, it was, Carrie procrastinating. My wife loves that. She's like, you're such a procrastinator. Cancel this. Now, what if that had caused havoc? And so, but she's always called me a procrastinator. So,
speaking of procrastinators, where is Matthew?
I don't know. I don't know where the boy is. He's
should've
here
been
somewhere.
Here.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe he's having some Skype issues.
I don't know. He might be. I don't see him in yet. But we'll get him. Because I had scheduled everything to do a little Planet of the Apes thing, but you guys haven't seen the movie yet, huh?
No, we have not. I'm thoroughly disappointed in that, too. We're going ASAP as soon as humanly possible, but
yeah.
we just had so much going on. We had the problems going on here, and then my sister had surgery.
Mm.
And so we went and spent some time with her to make sure she was cool, that she was okay. And found out that she really didn't need us.
Well, look, I was worried, dude. I didn't know what was going on with your internet. But after a couple of days went by and I didn't see you guys posting about it, I was like, I hope those guys are all right. Or there's no way they hated it. It's not possible. And so I looked at, I'm not kidding. I looked at your timelines both twice and saw that the last time you both posted, I was like, oh, my God. Did they just finally realize how shitty Man of Steel is and kill themselves?
No, we had, we had severe weather here, dude. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was bad. I mean, we had violent storms. And right after one of the violent storms is when it all crapped out on us. And something must have happened to the pole outside. But getting a tech out here to take care of it was, another issue.
No, I hear you, man. Well, that's okay. Look, whenever you – I will keep pushing that because I do not want to do the review of it without both of you. So I will keep pushing that back until we can, and we'll make it a Planet of the Apes special.
We can't go without the wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This has never happened before. This is unprecedented.
But that's what I'm saying. You must have, something must have been going down bad, because you told, the way you made it sound like she was going to be there opening night.
This is unprecedented. I'm telling you, it's unprecedented. My wife has never put the hammer down on a genre movie before.
I was expecting open night, because of what you were telling me about how much she loved the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And I was expecting you guys to have seen that one at open night, so I figured something had to go down.
You know, we were actually thinking, we were actually going to go opening night, because mm-hmm. my wife and I have talked for months and months and months. I can't wait for the drive-in to come. I can't wait for the drive-in to open. We both love the drive-in.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually planned on going opening night to the drive-in.
Wow.
Just nice. Catch two movies, just to get out of the house for a while, and then the weather turned on us.
Damn them.
Yeah, the weather screwed us on the drive-in, and then scheduling screwed us for the rest of the weekend. So, we didn't make it, and she's currently out of town, so we have to wait for her to get back this
week. I gotcha, because I went to RiffTrack's Sharknade Hole last Thursday night, and my son was out of town at a con. I was by myself, and after that, I was like, you know what? If I don't get off my ass and go see Apes Now, I just won't. I figure thinking you guys will be seeing it that night.
Yeah.
I was like, if I go see it now, I can get it out of the way. I don't have to go anywhere the Saturday in particular. Plus, I'll be able to review it. So an hour after that, I said, yeah, screw it. What the hell do I have to do? And so I went to a late feature in the same damn theater where I saw one of the shittiest movies ever, although the Rippers did make it funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, got it out of the way now. So whenever you don't, I'm sure you want me to spoiler things for you. Kidding. Apes do things. How about that?
Apes do stuff.
Apes do
things.
Apes do things and stuff.
Yeah, apes do things and stuff, and Gary Oldman's in it.
And he is. That's a pretty big spoiler.
But yeah, it's one of those what the hell moments. It's like, well, you know. Just everything was against us.
Yes.
And then she had to go out of town to visit family. So that was the last hose in us right there. So
yeah.
we must wait for our resident apophile to return.
Well,
because you know what, you can go without your son. You can't go without your wife.
Yep. And he wanted to see. He had never seen Rise until I showed it to him last week. And that got him all pumped up to see Dawn, but he was going on to a con. I'm like, yeah, wait for you, bitch. Screw it.
Yeah. I'll tell you how much in ape gear we were. We were ready to roll. We actually watched Rise
mm-hmm.
Thursday.
You were ready.
Yeah, in preparation. Yeah, she's like, all right, well, I want to watch the first one again before we go.
Right.
It's been a while since I've seen it. So we actually watched it Thursday. In preparation for Friday, and then the wheels came off.
Sucks, man. I tell you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm going to keep pushing it back on the schedule until you guys give me the green light, so we can all talk about it together.
Plus, I got to tell you, we're very picky about our theaters now.
Really?
Yeah. We're extremely picky about our theaters.
Hmm.
We have a Cinemark, which I can be at in like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I always go to. We have a Cinemark I go to. I like Cinemark.
Cinemark, I could be there in 5 minutes. She despises Cinemark. She hates that.
Oh, thing. Really? I like ours.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan either. And I'll tell you why I'm not a fan. There's
mm-hmm.
several reasons I'm not a fan. Because if I'm going to get concession, it's not going to be Coke. I know that sounds petty, but there's an independent theater that's a little further from here. As opposed to 5 minutes, it's 15 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
But they have Pepsi, right? And not only that, they don't anally rape you at the concession stand like Cinemark does.
You mean there's a place that doesn't anally bang you in the ass?
Dude, take a guess. Take a guess on a large Pepsi at this theater I'm talking about.
If it's a large drink, it's all I know is Cinemark. It's like $8 for a fucking drink. Not eight, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like $5.
Yeah. Under two.
Holy dog shit. It's $3 for a fucking bottle of water at Cinemark.
Exactly. Yeah, so this independent theater, which I love, and it's a nice theater. It's a very nice theater, stadium seating and everything. It's just, you know, another extra 15 minutes commute.
It's independent though. It's a Cineplex.
Yeah.
A Cineplex. It's not run by AMC.
No. It's an independent.
Wow, that's nice. They get everything then. Yeah.
Yeah, they have. I think it's 6 screens.
Okay. You don't see Pepsi at many of them. I mean, I never get Coke. I get Mr. Pibb, I guess. But so.
But quite honestly, you know, I don't have any worries about apes, you know, sucking because I've heard nothing but great things.
You don't want me to say a word then.
I already know your feelings. You already blew it. You just didn't go into detail.
I did. What did I say? I can't remember now.
You said it was outstanding.
Oh, I did not use that word.
No, you said it was
excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a. Yeah, I did like it, but remember what we were talking about last week when I was saying people are starting with the Empire Strikes Back talk?
Right.
That's a little bit much, and that's why I can't wait to talk to you guys about it, because I do have some issues, but I like the movie.
Okay.
Which I know you can't be shocked by that, even though you're shocked when I like stuff. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like I said, when I go to this one theater, if a movie, like, blows really hard, it didn't cost me, you know, an arm.
That's fair. Yeah.
No big deal, you know what I mean. But, I mean, you can get, you know, a trip to the concession stand at this place, which I'm not a big concession guy, but she, you know, she likes to have something. Like, you know, usually if I'm forced to go to Cinemark, I won't get anything because I'm getting, you know... I'm not a fan of Coke, and I'm, you know, I worked in a theater for years, and the smell of popcorn makes me nauseous, so I'm not a big concession guy. But yeah, if I'm going to go to this place, you know, I want to be able to actually go to the concession stand and maybe spend $5. Maybe.
Wow. Spent so much, it was obscene, because I went to Riff Tracks, and then I was after work, so I had not eaten anything, so I spent too much on friggin' popcorn and a big drink and candy and that kind of crap. And then an hour later after that was over, you know, I got to have a concession thingy because it's late. And so I paid for two movies and two times to the concession. So basically it was like bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Exactly. I know. I worked in that industry for years and years and years. And it's no secret why you're paying a fortune for that, because it costs a fortune. You know, the studio is taking sometimes up to 90% of the ticket for the first 2 weeks. So your concessions have to be high in order for you to survive.
Yep.
When it comes down to rent and things like that. Now, like an independent, they own their building, so they don't have to deal with rent, so they don't have to charge as much.
But it's still costing them big to get the movies, especially if they're independent, right, or no? I mean,
I guess it would depend on what kind of deal they work out. You know, don't know. I actually always, you know, wanted to work for an independent, and unfortunately was stuck with a chain.
Yeah.
Which is it's terrible.
I don't know if they're – I haven't seen an independent. I don't think we have an – I'm pretty sure we don't have an independent. Now, we have AMC, a UA, and a Cinemark.
Yeah.
And Cinemark's the only ones that has the live performance stuff. Like, for example, the Monty Python live thing they have this Sunday that I'm going to, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess there – I know there are independent ones around. Like, obviously, since you have one, I didn't see one of those.
Well, we have the one I was talking about, and then, you know, of course the local drive-in is an independent, but we're also hopefully resurrecting a grand old theater here called the Robinson Grand. I saw everything there, from Jaws to Star Wars to The Empire Strikes Back to you name it. It was, and when I say big screen, I mean huge screen, and you always prayed for that big sellout so you could get the balcony. And they would only open the balcony on rare occasions, like an Empire or a Jaws or something like that, because there was just so many seats, it wasn't necessary to open up the balcony.
I haven't seen a movie at a balcony since I was a kid.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Wow. And you're saying that it's an old one that they're going to be reviving?
It's currently in the hands of an architectural firm. So,
wow, that would be freaking cool.
It is going to reopen. Whether they do it right or not is a different story.
Well, naturally, yeah, but still, nice.
Right.
Well, welcome, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
Hello, how are you?
All right, man. You having some Skype issues, are you?
Yeah.
Or some
like
CTR issues?
Yeah, it was not logging. First it was VTR, then it was Skype. It's like, ugh.
I think it's the weather. We're having weather issues again.
Yeah. Figure. So we're getting some shitbag weather down here a lot lately.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, I just spoiled the whole Dawn of the Planet of the Apes movie in flashes and tears because I just did it.
Oh, and
I just
missed
told
it.
Him, yo, I'm going to do it to you now. Apes
okay.
do stuff.
Oh, really?
Apes do things. Yeah, and Gary Oldman's in it.
Gary Oldman's in it?
Yes.
I didn't want to know that.
And there's violence.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's The Empire Strikes Back, although it's not, really.
That's what I hear.
Actually, to me, it is. That's the one thing. I liked it, but they need to wool up on them horses with that.
Yeah.
You know why I think it is? Well, I'll wait till you guys see it, but I just think I have a theory. I have so many things to talk to you about on this movie. Especially the part where... Just kidding.
Especially the part where Gary Oldman is in it.
Yeah, the part where Gary Oldman has sex with an ape. That was great. Whoops.
Nice.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, one thing about Rise, though, to talk about, do you guys have the Blu-ray?
Actually, believe it or not, we do not own it, but we rented the Blu-ray when we had the screening the other night.
Okay, well, then did you see the deleted scenes?
No.
Well, there's a deleted scene, and this is not spoilery because you didn't. I mean, this is from Rise, but
right.
And it's at the very end of the deleted scenes where I believe the ape Koba
mm-hmm.
is messing around in the woods, and he finds a shotgun.
Mm.
And it's kind of funny. It just looked like, and after I run the scene by you, I'll see what you think. He's messing around with the gun. He pulls like a shell out, and he's doing, you know, monkeying around with it. Acting like a silly ape would with a gun, and he's chewing on, he kind of chews on the bullet for, and you think it's just kind of silly, right? And all of a sudden, he loads the gun and cocks the gun and aims it at the screen like he's going to shoot, and boom, and it stops. I wonder if that was meant to be an after credit scene, and they cut it out.
I was going to say, it sounds like a mid credit sequence.
Or, so yeah.
It sounds like, yeah.
That or an after, yeah, right? And I'm going, I wonder, because it's the very last deleted scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. For sure. Again, there were a lot of deleted scenes where you could this Andy Serkis with all that crap all over him because it hadn't been CG'd yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this was finished. And it's like, I don't know. I wonder, were they thinking maybe because it would give things away for the next one? I don't understand. I'm not sure what they were thinking. I mean, everyone obviously expects the next one. I mean, that wouldn't be that. It didn't sound spoilery to the next one, do you? I mean, if you hadn't seen it.
I wouldn't. Think so.
Yeah, so I don't know why they cut that out. It was kind of a cool scene.
I don't know.
Mm.
It's interesting because that Koba, he's the wild card.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, I haven't even seen the Dawn yet, but I'm like, this
right.
Rise. You're like, he's going to be trouble.
Yeah, so maybe that's why. Maybe they didn't want really
the... Maybe. Possibly, yeah. But I think it's kind of insinuated
yeah,
even
but he
in
seems
Rise
pretty,
that
he's pretty
screwy
in Rise,
too,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty movie-going 101 that you're expecting,
yeah.
I guess. So, yeah. So, but again, maybe they thought that way. Sometimes a director will second-guess himself, saying, I don't know, should we put that in? I think it would have been pretty cool, I don't know, to put it in there. Now, Matthew, a little aside for you, Matthew.
Yes.
Guess what I watched last night? You probably know about this, but...
I probably do, but I'll play along. What did you watch last night?
The very first Peter Capaldi episode of Doctor Who.
I heard about that, and I'm like, oh, crap. But, then I found it, but I couldn't really watch it.
Well, it was... I was able to watch it, and again, it's in black and white, and a lot of the CG is still missing from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in that, you know me in Doctor Who.
Yes.
And that's why I was checking with you to see if you had seen it and had any. Oh, don't say a word. Look at Jason. Jason, by the way, our good buddy Jason Owens. Hello there, Jason. Don't say a word about the part where, oops, sorry.
Uh-oh.
I almost
that
did
was
it.
Great.
No. Yeah. What did you think about the part, Matthew, where the doctor said, oh, no, oops.
I like the part with Gary Oldman.
When Gary Oldman and the doctor said,
yeah.
said, oh, my God, what am I doing with all these apes?
That
oh, my God, there are apes everywhere. Damn, so that's two things that I've seen that isn't, I can't talk about. Wow, that hurts. One thing I can talk about that won't be spoilery to you guys, that won't bother you, however, mm-hmm. is fucking Sharknado. Rift Track.
What about Sharknado?
Did either one of you ever actually sit through the whole damn stupid Sharknado?
I have.
Okay, I had not until I went to see Rift Tracks last week, and I'm very thankful. It's like sitting through the room without Rift Tracks. And one of the things I took away from it is, you know, I was starting to feel sorry for Tara Reid.
What?
They were horrible to her. Holy crap. I'm like, man, I hope that poor girl does not see this. Holy shit. I don't know her from Addy. I don't know her. She may be a horrible person. She may be a nice person. You know, they weren't like just making fun of her. They were all, I mean, they were Tommy Wiseau mean to her.
Apparently she's a train wreck.
Well, they treated her almost as bad as they treat Nick Nolte. And they're mean to Nick Nolte. I think I told you about this. They have a 15-minute thing of like from a whole bunch of different movies someone cut together on YouTube called Riff Tracks versus Nick Nolte. Because they can't leave him alone. I mean, and they after the thing, they ran a list of every movie that there was a clip of them trashing Nolte. There's like 40 of them. And they cannot leave Nick Nolte alone.
He's an easy target. He's the guy's nuts.
Yeah.
The guy's crazy.
Yeah, he is pretty nutty, and they love him. But this was, they were funny, but nothing can make Sharknado watchable, I guess. I don't know if you guys enjoyed it. But holy shit.
I would not use the word enjoyed.
Oh, by the way. Ian Ziering, they were almost as mean to him as they were Tara Reid.
That's what's different between 90210.
But their big running gag was, hey, it's Luke Perry. Oh, no. Wait a minute. So this thing has
the other guy.
This thing has the fourth coolest guy from 90210. And so they kept making, like, Luke Perry and Jason Priestley joke. And, you know, in other words, everybody but him because they were
fucking. You know, that's so funny. Last night, Matt and I were having a Batfleck discussion. I was talking about, we were talking about how Ben Affleck has a supervillain origin.
Mm-hmm.
That he and his best friend make this critically acclaimed movie.
Yes.
That wins the Academy Award for
yes.
best screenplay. Matt Damon is great in the movie. Robin Williams is great in the movie, but nobody really remembers Ben Affleck. He doesn't even get the good line, like, how do you like them apples? No, that's Damon.
He was less annoying in that one, though.
Yeah, but Damon gets all the accolades from
this.
And Affleck becomes the butt of everyone's jokes because of the choices he made after
Daredevil.
Hunting. Yeah,
like,
because Armageddon. Geely, you can forgive...
Really? How?
No, I mean, you could forgive it if it wasn't for the fact that it was just a vanity project for him and his girlfriend.
Plus, who even watched it? I mean...
who watched it?
So you
and
don't
then,
care, man.
He's just made bad choice after
Armageddon.
Bad choice after bad choice, and Damon has gone on to do some really...
Be the greatest actor
really
of our generation.
Stuff. Yeah, so we were just talking about how everybody's like, what was it, Matt? What's the story about Aquaman?
Yeah, after Affleck was announced as Batman, everybody said, oh, well, is Matt Damon in it? Can he play Aquaman? That was the running gag forever.
That would have been funny.
That would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been, because, you know, but then he would have stood up, instead of saying Aquaman, he would have said, Matt Damon!
Aquaman.
But yeah, it's like you were talking about with Ian Ziering when they were making fun of him in Sharknado. Nobody remembers him. They remember Luke Perry and they remember Jason Priestley. Even I remembered their damn names, for Christ's sake. I didn't even watch the show.
You know that actor from with the actor John Hurd from Home Alone.
Yeah.
He's basically Nick Nolte in the fucking, as you remember, they were pretty mean to him too, but he got killed early, so. Yeah. Oh, God. they did disappoint me. The one bit, though, I kept waiting for a shark repellent bat spray joke, and we never got one. Usually they're good about that. That was a shame. But but there were, you know how all throughout Shitnado there were little, they were trying to be cute with little subtle Jaws references?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the third or fourth one, one of them said, okay, there was a better shark movie. We get it. Oh, and by better shark movie, you could name 30 of them, and there's only ever been one good goddamn shark movie.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing, isn't it? Look how sharks are abused. They get shit movies, too. They're not only vilified for everything that happens in the ocean by the dolphins, of course, but they only get one great movie. They get one great movie, and every other movie made about sharks that I can think of is a piece of shit.
It's difficult to think of one, isn't it?
That's directly involving sharks, all about sharks? None's coming to mind. I mean, I remember when I saw Jaws 2, I thought it was pretty lame, but compared to the ones that came after it, like even 3 and unbelievably 4, it's funny. We didn't think, it's one thing you got to admit, though. When you thought shark movies couldn't get worse than Jaws and then Revenge, the Sci-Fi Channel really set out to make change that.
That's a tough call, though, man. Is Jaws the Revenge or Sharknado worse? Because Sharknado, I think, is made... it's made deliberately bad.
Well, it is, but the guy, when he started making it, it wasn't intended. It wasn't at first, though.
How could it not be?
Because stupid Sci-Fi Channel. I'm telling you, they think they're making tongue-in-cheek action movies, but they don't think they're not trying to make Birdemic.
Yeah.
And then this guy, I'm telling you, I think they saw Birdemic.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. You might be right.
They blamed it on global warming, just like Birdemic. And, I think it was a combination of that and people making fun of the shitty Sci-Fi Channel movies.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think I've got to give the edge to Jaws the Revenge.
Yeah, because it was a quote-unquote Hollywood
product. And look what they did. Look what they did. Oh, my God.
And it was impressive that they could be worse than 3.
So I got to say the winner and still champion, Jaws the Revenge.
You have to hand it to them for being worse than Jaws 3D because...
Yeah, how could you be worse than Jaws
3D? Yeah, I mean, and they work... Oh, God. But anyway,
the first one is amazing. One of the greatest movies ever made. My favorite movie of all time.
One of my top five, so I'm with you.
It's my number one. And then Jaws 2 came around. And while I'm not as tough on it as everybody else, it's pretty bad. But you know what? I can watch it.
I
can watch it.
It's not good, and it's derivative. It's repetitive, but it's not as bad as other ones.
Yeah. I mean, I can watch it, but, it's pretty bad. But I can watch it. It's basically Friday the 13th on the water.
Isn't it?
They take all these teenagers and they pick them off one by one. And
it is that. You're right.
Yes. It's kind of crappy. It's pretty crappy, but I can watch it. Jaws 3, I can't watch it. And forget Jaws Revenge. You can't pay me to watch that thing again.
Right. Now, the thing is, remember when we didn't think anything could be more ridiculous than the scene in Jaws 2 when he pulls the helicopter in the water?
Yeah.
And then we got Jaws 3. But I was kind of almost excited to see 2. I was a kid, though.
I've got to wonder what happened with 2. I've got to wonder what the original intent was with 2, because it was a very different setup at first. Spielberg was attached. Dreyfuss was attached. And then when Dreyfuss and... Spielberg bailed. Scheider wanted to bail, and they said, and they pulled the contract out on him. So
that's why he got out after that.
Yeah, it probably went through massive rewrites after Spielberg and Dreyfuss left. So I kind of wonder what the Jaws 2 we didn't get was.
And it was directed by the hack director Gino Schwartz, who also gave us Supergirl. So
yeah,
great director, that guy.
Stellar.
Yeah, but I think when we do our Dawn review, I also kind of talk about some of the other apes films. or some of the whole, you know, some of the other ones and everything like that. Just do like an all-out Planet of the Apes thingy. So
Apepalooza, Apepalooza.
That's right. Because I've made me think about when I was talking about reviewing that. I was like, you know what? I don't think I've ever done an apes show. I'm an apes freak. What the hell's wrong with this? Almost 500 and no apes?
I don't remember one.
I don't think I have. So
I don't think you have.
We're going to take care of that. And again, what better occasion than to review that film, Dawn of the Apes, in which this really great scene, by the way. Well, just this one part of it.
Where Gary Oldman fights Doctor Who.
Yes, that was, well, yeah, that was a great scene. But, yeah, by the way, a really good soundtrack to this. And I don't know who did it, but I thought the music was amazing.
Who did it, Matt? Matt's the
Matt knows.
Of...
Matthew? Did we lose Matthew? Oh, I think Matthew, you there, bro? Matthew. Showing that I think we lost him. We lost R2.
Shit.
Sorry, what?
The hell, yeah.
I was muted. I didn't realize I was muted.
Were you muted?
Yeah, I muted myself
you
for
muted
a second.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
What'd you say?
Who did the music for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, do you know?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Giacchino, I think.
Okay, well, it was really...
He knows that shit off the top of his head.
I gotcha. Anyway, it was really good. And I don't know any of the new guys anymore other than the Zimmer clown. So, yeah, I don't know anybody but him. So, if you'd have said Zimmer, I'd go, well, it's figures, but no one else... Oh, wait, there's another one. Because it was really good. But I was trying to
I'm pretty sure it was
Giacchino. Gotcha, I don't know him. Of course, you know, in my
day, incredible.
It was William... Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he's great. But in my day, it was Williams and Goldsmith and Morricone, and that's it. That's the
that's
way we
true.
Liked it.
That's the way we liked it.
Well, there was Bernstein, and you know, but yeah, there was. We were,
I,
you know.
I have to say, I'm a big fan of Zimmer.
I like him. Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
I didn't used to.
No,
he didn't. Yeah, he used to like
really.
You know, really hate the guy.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he do that you didn't like?
Everything pre-Batman, basically.
What would be one of them?
That stupid Broken Arrow soundtrack, which is just fucking awful. One of the worst film scores ever.
Oh really? Oh okay.
Oh, he did that.
Yeah, he's got that crappy that acoustic guitar in it, which just sounds terrible.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty good. I mean, again, he's a little minimalist for my taste.
Yeah,
but
that was the problem.
Yeah, everything he does is minimal. Seems like even like I said, the music in Man of Steel and Batman is really good music, but it doesn't. It's not like great. It's not like theme music that makes me identify a character.
Do you know where he really breaks out of that minimalist?
What
is the Lone Ranger?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I like the way he did the the William Tell.
Yeah, but his whole score is really good in that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really good.
Because it doesn't sound like Zimmer.
Not really?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't really, yeah.
Hmm. Did you know Claude actually watched that?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
I mean, let's see. What did he say? He said, what was it? He said if it was they weren't trying to call it Lone Ranger, it would be mildly entertaining, but, you know, it's just... trashing the character and something I would say, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, he's being all cranky.
Well, yeah, he would be cranky like me. When they trash a character in an ideal like that, I don't like it. But if it's just a movie that's not doing anything to a character I like, I could probably enjoy it. So, but then again, it still has Johnny Depp with a chicken on his head. So, I'm only going to watch it so I can trash it on the air with you guys one night. And I will. I actually want to. It's just never. I don't have any of the cable. You know, movie channels anymore, or many of them anyway. None of the, you know, not like the HBO or anything. Here's a little bit of geek news. Matthew, I'm sure you saw this. Maybe both of you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fucking stupid. So, you know, since Jason's here, we'll mention Thor. I guess you know about this, right?
No.
Thor being turned into a woman at Marvel?
What?
Yes.
No.
They're turning Thor into a woman.
Like replacing him with a woman or turning him into a woman?
Well, there's the thing. They're not actually turning him into a woman, but that's the way they're making it look in there. You know how they like to stir up shite?
Yeah.
Marvel Comics introduces first female Thor in comic book series. Well, so looking further into it, I think it's that stupid Thor girl.
Well, guess it's time to recast Hemsworth.
But that's if that's the case, if it's Thor Girl, yes, believe it or not, folks, there was a stupid-ass character called Thor Girl. Remember there? Well, Thor's supposed to, like someone pointed out, Thor's supposed to be his name. What do you mean? It's like, you know, Superman, Supergirl is one thing. Thor Girl?
Yeah.
And I guess they give you their own comic, but see, my problem here, this is stupid. Marvel sucks anyway, I don't care, but it's on Variety, for fuck's sake. Why is that reported on Variety? Unless Marvel purposely put this bullshit out there to make it look, sales are down, nobody's talking about us, let's turn Thor into a chick, but we'll just bring that Thor girl back and give her own comic. So that's what it is. I guess they're dumping Thor for a while, and they're giving her the series, and they're gonna, or some shit like that, and they're going to call it Thor instead of calling her what she used to be called, Thor Girl.
I did not know there was a Thor Girl.
Well, it says it introduced the first female to portray Thor. You know, what is it, Marvel turned to ABC's The View to introduce. Oh, they introduce it on The View? What the fuck?
On The View?
It says Marvel turned to ABC's The View to introduce the first female to portray Thor in its new comic book series.
Is it Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, it should be. Now, she's not back yet, but she's still coming back.
That's right, yeah.
So
you guys know more about The View than I do.
Hey, by the way, speaking of The View, I may start watching The View.
Well, who's going to be on it?
What the hell for?
Because the big rumor is that one of the new co-hosts could be the love of my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is Bernadette Peters.
Oh, I hate that bitch.
Hey!
Hater, man. I would not walk across the street to piss on her if she was on fire.
Are you shitting me?
Now, if she was not on fire, I might piss on her.
What'd she do to you?
Oh, she's a hateful whore. I can't stand her with a...
How dare you, sir?
Hate-mongering, evil creature.
Why?
You think she's cute?
Yes.
I can't go into reasons because it would be breaking a rule of my own for the show. But they are things she said. Let's put it like that. I think she's unfunny. You think she's hot or something?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh,
You were never allowed to pick on Matt about Snooki ever.
I have been in love with Bernadette Peters since the 70s.
That's it. No more picking on Matt about Snooki ever.
Oh wow. This worked out well for me.
Never again, sir.
And yes, my wife knows it, so don't be a fucking tattletale.
Bernadette, I believe she knows it. She probably goes, really? Can't you pick a woman to be upset with?
She doesn't say anything.
Can't you pick a female to be obsessed with? Really? Dude, you are shocking the hell out of me. I keep mad about Snooki, but was never really that shocked about it, Matt, just to be honest with you.
Yeah,
love her.
But this is what shocks me. Now, Matt, what are your thoughts on Bernadette? Are you not allowed to say?
I don't have anything against her. I think she's a pretty attractive woman. I'm not in love with her, but, I don't have a problem with her.
Okay. Remind me never to tell either one of you any of the ones I'm madly in love with.
I'd be interested to know.
I would be interested to know.
I don't know if
I'll be fair. I'll be fair. Okay. I'll make fun of your girlfriend.
I don't know if I have one.
Frick.
I don't know if I have one, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure I do.
Pistols at dawn, sir.
Yes. I know. Well, you know I have favorites. Can't really think of one that I'm...
Like Karen Gillan or something?
Oh, I do love her, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, you know, obsessed.
I think I was...
Like
I
somebody from
was
a different generation.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I was destined to marry a redhead because two of my biggest crushes in the 70s were Bernadette Peters and Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
Vicki Lawrence, dude?
Yes. I love Vicki Lawrence.
She's kind of cute, and I love redheads, by the way, but really, Vicki?
I love Vicki Lawrence.
I have nothing bad to say about Vicki Lawrence. I'm just saying,
Just it's my type.
If you'd have said Carol Burnett, I'd have worried about you a little.
Carol Burnett always reminded me of my aunt.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's aunt.
Yeah, she always reminded me of my aunt. Like, I have an aunt who literally speaks like Carol Burnett. Yeah.
I kind of left Raquel Welch. Is that bad?
No.
That's okay.
Not at all.
I'm sure I got a weird one, though. I'm probably got a weird one that would make you guys go, really? What the hell's wrong?
I mean, I had the usual ones like everybody else.
Yeah.
Aaron Gray.
The Carter.
I was madly in love with Aaron Gray.
I love Linda Carter.
Still am.
Yeah, I'm boring. I love the Linda Carters and the Aaron Grays and the
Craig. Those are good ones.
Yvonne Craig, you know. I got maybe this will be a weird one for you. Maybe not though. Marta Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first loves.
Loved her.
Now I feel bad about knocking Bernadette, but I've always hated her. But because of you, my good friend, love her, I will not say anything bad about her ever. And by the way, it was nothing to do with her looks. I never was particularly attracted to her. It's just that she's a vile, venomous.
Do you know who one of my biggest crushes ever was when I was younger? And I don't know her name.
Oh man, well
she's a mystery lady. Do you remember a movie with Clint Walker called The Night of the Grizzly?
Yes, vaguely.
His niece, the blonde girl that played his niece in that movie.
You haven't looked it up?
I did, but I don't remember. She was also on one of Lucille Ball's horrible TV shows. Not I Love Lucy, but like Lucy Show or something.
Oh yeah, she did some crappy shows, Lucy.
But some crappy shows. Try all crappy shows.
Oh,
you didn't like
I hate Lucy.
Come on, not funny. I kind of like that. I Love Lucy, but I really wasn't that big on her other shows.
I can't stand her.
But there's something. Wait a minute, though. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pull back on those horses, brother, because you're not allowed to hate her completely, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
We wouldn't have Star Trek without her.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute.
That's true.
I got into an argument with my wife over this.
Oh.
She got all sanctimonious. She got all high and mighty with me one night. You know what I heard? Because I was on my Lucy rant, right? How sucks and I hate her. And she goes, you know what I heard? And I said, what? And she goes, that she's responsible for Star Trek. And I got all indignant. And I said, no, she fucking wasn't. She didn't even know what she was doing. She thought it was about a USO tour. Which is true. She did. She didn't know it was a science fiction show. She thought it was a USO show, Star Trek.
But she was kind to the show when the year she owned it until they had to sell out to Paramount, though.
Ah, fuck her.
Wow. That's awful. Holy, that's just mean. Man. Not liking Lucy. I mean, I'm never like the biggest fan of hers, but
I do not like Lucy.
It might be. I would say it's because you're sexist and think women can't be funny, but you obviously think Bernadette.
He does think
funny.
That, though.
Really?
What?
Are you one of those
that women can't be funny?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
What about Bernadette? You think that?
I never really knew her so much for comedy, though. Other than The Jerk.
You're actually attracted to her? Wait. Oh, we have, you know what? I'm so senile. I have nothing against Bernadette Peters.
Why?
You know who I was thinking of?
You were thinking of somebody else, weren't you?
I was thinking of Sandra Bernhard.
Sandra Bernhard?
Well,
Sandra Bernhard?
I have Alzheimer's. What's
your problem with Bernadette Peters?
Now I've been mean to Bernadette Peters for no reason.
Oh,
now I know
why you're saying that about Sandra Bernhard.
Now,
Sandra Bernhard is an evil monster.
Yeah, she's a monster.
And I'm thinking she's not even a not.
That's
I can't
ugly.
Ugloid. Oh yeah, Bernadette's a cutie. I have no problem with that.
Oh, okay. Well, glad we got that clear.
Wow, what Bernadette Sandra Bernhard? Wow, look. This has been happening to me a lot lately. My memory has been really fucking bad. But we cleared it. At least we cleared it up in the end.
Yeah.
I hate to think about it like we're not on the show. And
see, now I've been vindicated.
Yeah, no, you are, man. Now I feel like a monster. I'm sorry.
You were saying she was a vile, horrible person. I'm like, oh, I always thought she was kind of sweet. I never heard her say.
She's like a sweetheart. I mean, just Steve Martin was probably a dick for, you know, breaking up with her.
Yeah.
No, I loved her in The Jerk, and I've always liked her.
I love her.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. You know,
badly in love with her.
You know why? I think what? You know what maybe messed me up? Not just because I have the shittiest memory I've ever made.
What?
When you said on The View, I'm like, it didn't click. Bernadette Peters, I was thinking automatically default because of what The View is.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I thought
Sandra
Bernhard.
No, no, not that troll.
I would not. I mean, I literally think that they're considering her for it.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Why? In fact, Bernadette. But I didn't even think about it. But why would they? I'm surprised they would put her
on. I
up.
Don't know. I just heard that on the radio.
She's not political at all that I know of. Yeah. And on that show,
I think they're trying to steer away from that.
Well, no. What they're now they look. They got Rosie, so this is impossible.
Well,
so,
they're also talking about putting a man in there.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But
Mario Cantone is the name being thrown around.
The format was always Barbara Walters, two liberals and one conservative, all women.
Yeah.
And I don't know who took over for Hasselbeck, but they always had various different people sitting in for the conservative side of it. Dan Still, it was Whoopi. And she, I guess Whoopi's leaving. I don't know, is she leaving? No, she's staying.
Whoopi is
staying. So when you said, I guess let's say I had not screwed up and thought it was Sandra Bernhardt
yeah.
you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, Bernadette Peters, why? I mean, nothing against her, but what would it be, why would they think of her?
I don't know.
Maybe she is political. I guess it could be.
Don't know.
She's definitely classier than Jenny McCarthy.
Aren't we all political in our own way, though?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that show is about that. But I'm saying I've never seen her comment politically.
Oh, I haven't either. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never really seen that either.
Actually, here in Clobbering Time, we're not. But the screw-up did put us on an interesting topic, though. Women that we, you know, chicks that we dig.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fascinated that it's Bernadette now. But at least I understand. I'm so embarrassed, but I'm glad we got on that track, though.
I was shocked.
By the way, I'm reinstating your being able to pick on Matt about Snooki.
Thank you.
Sorry, Matthew, but Bernadette's not that bad. If it really was Sandra Bernhardt,
then there'd be real problems.
Dude, I would banish myself for that.
Oh man, Sandra Bernhardt's a fan of mine. I can't believe I said that. I hate myself.
Being a horrible human being is the least of Sandra Bernhardt's problems. I mean, God, that face. Holy cow.
Yeah, I guess she has to be nasty. Just, I mean, what else would she be?
Wouldn't you be?
Well, as an ugly person myself, yes. That's probably why I'm nasty. Alex, I agree with that, Jason. Alex Kingston, this guy, I like her. Do you like her, Matt, or no?
I love Alex Kingston.
I know the name, but I'm definitely.
River Song. She's mostly known for Doctor Who now, but she used to be on that ER.
Was she on ER?
I didn't watch it either.
She was on that, yeah. Before Doctor Who, that was what she was known for. I never cared for that. I never watched it, because if Clooney's on something, I'm not watching it. Now, did you guys see this thing? I hate it when people give me reason to be nice to Ben Affleck. But someone said that it brought up some old fact where he was on during the making of that stupid Armageddon. Mm-hmm. He asked Michael Bay something like, "Why would NASA, put a bunch of inexperienced space, inexperienced drillers out into space when they could have easily just got these drillers to teach these astronauts how to do this?" And Michael Bay said, "Shut up."
Just shut up.
Yes. Hey, dude, shut up. You want to direct this thing, huh?
That's a good point. And you know what? That movie's so horrible. I never thought about that.
Me either.
Why didn't they just
Yeah, they had the time. I mean, or why would you send all of them? You could send like one guy who knows how to do it.
Yeah, just one dude.
And they could just learn. I mean, how hard was it to drill? To be honest.
I guess Affleck's not a complete idiot then.
Yeah, he actually is. But again, for more political reasons, but. I hear he's a good director. I actually want to see Argo Fuck Yourself, but...
Argo Fuck Yourself.
But I hear he played very fast and loose with the truth in that film.
Oh, yeah?
That's what they say. I mean, in other words, he is supposed to be factually... in other words, they've released all this info about the, that botched... I'll never forget that. You know what the movie's about, right?
Yeah.
That botched attempt to rescue hostages during the Iranian crisis.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that on the news. And they're saying that, he totally just fudged the ending. But I haven't seen it. I don't know if you guys have.
I haven't, no.
It's something I would watch, though, because Jack Kirby's supposedly in it. Jack Kirby's in it, right?
Jack Kirby or somebody playing Jack Kirby?
Well, somebody playing Jack Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Parks plays him in that. believe it or not. So, yep. Anyway, well, what can you do? Thor Girl, oh, God. It's not, but again, these articles, like the first female Thor, from what I've seen, it's Thor Girl, but they're going to replace the comic. And again, what gets me about this crap is they announce it on The View or something. In other words, I'm like, Marvel, you're just trying to stir up shit. Because people will think, wow, Thor's a good... Dude, if not for the fucking Thor movies, you couldn't even do this.
No.
Because no one wouldn't give a shit. You know, now they're going to think, whoa, Thor's the girl I thought it was Chris Hemsworth. And it's just in their shitty comic. Why would Variety report about shit going on in a comic unless it was from a character who is now popularized by movies? And it's not even the first time, by the way. There was an old What If comic. What if Jane Foster found the Hammer of Thor? I don't know if you ever saw that one.
And beat Thor's head in with it.
She became Thor, a female Thor. And then...
Did Two-Face just call into the show?
Who?
Two-Face. So I just heard a coin drop and rattle around.
Oh, sorry, I dropped something.
are we doomed or not?
Bad side wins.
Was it good side or bad side?
They're all the bad side. No, the fucking bad. Oh, yeah, here we go. Should I or should I not spoiler Dawn? Bad side wins. Apes do stuff. Apes are real assholes and eat bananas and shit and molest horses.
See, you got to keep this. Whatever that is you're doing, is it a coin?
No, it's like some metal object I keep dropping.
Okay, well, you have to keep that. You have to keep that. And you got to keep that in the show from now on.
Why?
Somebody pisses you off.
Oh.
You flip the coin on them.
Ah, I go like that, and then I say...
It'll probably be Claude.
Yes, when he does call in. He's usually asleep by this time. Like Grandpa Simpson's usually asleep by this time.
Well, it is.
Isn't that awful? But, yeah, Matt, I saw the Capaldi episode.
Yeah.
You're going to wait till August 23rd like everyone else? Because you probably should.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wait. You know, I watched it a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it was almost worth it to know that somebody's going to get fired because their freaking name's all over this thing. So
it
we know
really
what this out there.
Is it still up, I wonder?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, most of the CG's not made and it's black and white.
Right.
But now I've got to wait till... I shouldn't have. You know why I shouldn't have? Because now I've got to fucking wait till August 23rd to talk about it. At least you guys are going to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes pretty soon.
Yeah.
This thing, I'm like, oh, motherfucker. I got way over a month to be able to talk about it, and there are things I'm dying to burst to talk about it. So, anyway, I should not have done that. See? Impatience, what it does, it turns you in your already fucked up, limited brain into jelly, and you mistake Bernadette Peters for a monster like Sandra Bernhardt.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still hate Lucille Ball, though.
That's just uncalled for. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Actually, the only reason why it really is not so bad is because there are all kinds of people that everyone else loves that I can't stand. So usually when I hear someone, you know, even though I might go, really, you don't like, you know, so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
I'll always think, yeah, but think about that sucker that people are doing that to you. I'm like, you're someone you can't stand. Everyone's like, why don't you like him or her? I don't know. They just suck. I don't get it. I mean, why do I hate Tom Cruise? I just can't stand him.
It's Lucille Ball for me. I'm the odd man out.
Well, that's probably who else. I'm sure. Is there a classic? Because she's considered, you know, the old school or the way back. I'm trying to think. Is there someone from that era that I can't stand? Because we all have some, don't we?
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to think. Well, I've never heard of anyone hating
that darling that you can't stand.
Yes, the darling. Interesting topic for a show. Actually, like. I don't know how you would even. I don't know what you'd call a show, but it's someone like someone everyone else loves and you hate. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck.
Hating time.
It's hating time. But no, I've heard Matt do it. I hear you do it now with that. None of you heard me do it all the damn time. So I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't know what you would call it, but it is always kind of funny, isn't it? That one that you just think that everybody just likes them, and you think. They might not necessarily be your favorite, but just like them. You don't have any issue with them once or ever. And then you run across someone who can't stand them. You're like, really? Wow.
Yeah.
And that one, again, and not that I'm the biggest Lucy fan. I did used to watch the show, and I kind of liked it. Matt, were you a fan either way, or was it pretty much indifferent?
Oh, I love her, and I love the show. It was on my list.
Oh, that's right.
That
well,
we did.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. So, wow, there's a source of conflict, man, that your pappy hates.
He hates one of my idols. It's true.
Wow. My goodness. And did it when he told you that, did you go,
I couldn't screw off.
And I said, wait, Matthew, let me explain.
But you said, Lucy?
Hate her.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
One of my favorite comedy bits of all time happened on the Howard Stern show when Billy West was impersonating Lucille Ball dying in a hospital room.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lucy was in the hospital at this time, and Billy West, who does amazing voices.
Yep. Back when he was still whispering.
Yeah. And he was doing Lucille Ball from her hotel room, coughing and hacking, and he did this great Lucille Ball impression, and I've listened to it 100 times.
Oh, my God. I remember the day I was listening to, that was like late 80s, I was listening to the radio when that was announced, that she'd passed away. Little did I know that you were thrilled about that at the time.
Oh, I probably had a party.
I mean, well, that's, come on now, just because you didn't have anything personal against her, did you?
No.
All right.
I just don't think she's funny.
I know, yeah, exactly. I mean, for example, I probably would not throw a party if Jar Jar Abrams were... No, I'm going to say it.
Hey, but by the way, speaking of Jar Jar, breaking geek news. Are you ready? Did you see the latest that Ortsy may have jumped the gun in announcing that he's directing Star Trek III?
That was a jump of the gun? I thought it was a done deal.
No, it is not a done deal.
Oh, shite. Really?
Not a done deal. I saw that right before airtime. I saw that he may have spoken too soon.
Mm.
It is not locked down and is not officially signed.
I wonder why. Or is it because Abrams is not going to be doing
I think he pissed Paramount off.
Oh, it could be nothing to do with the fact that Abrams is not doing Star Wars after the number seven?
I don't know. Ortsy has a tendency to run his mouth.
And
weird. Be very hostile with anybody who does not agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he ran his mouth a little bit too much. And this franchise is not exactly, this reboot is not exactly setting the world on fire anyway.
Yeah.
So I think they're about to show him the door.
Wow, that would be funny. Even though it's garbage, no matter what, that would be kind of cute.
Yeah.
I would really kind of enjoy that.
So apparently he spoke out of turn.
Ah, well, I like it. I like that. Oh, by the way, did you see the latest thing? Again, I don't know why anyone thinks this isn't even news at this point, but the stupid Fantastic Four reboot. Every now and then it seems like someone has to put something out to stir things up because no one's talking about their shitty movie, even when it's still being made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came out with an interview with, Kate Mara or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Invisible...
Yeah.
Person, whatever. Because you can't say girl. And she came out, she was interviewed, and she came out and she said that she was, nothing in the movie is based on anything to do with established comics. And they asked her, did you read any comics? She said, no. She said, actually, I was kind of going to. I've never read a comic ever. I'm not really a comic fan. And then our director, Josh Skank, told us all not to read any comics. We were told not to.
Wow.
Well, I mean, like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll read what I want, bitch. But anyway. But so, okay. So, and she said, yes, it's not based on any comics from before. And everything's going to be changed. I'm like, you know, at this point, I mean, nothing surprising there, by the way. But it's like, okay. And yet there's still geeks out there thinking if there's any chance for this thing to be good.
This movie just seems like a big spite.
It really does.
Fans. I mean, it's just like, what can we do now? What can we do now to piss them off?
Right. And look.
They're
already
mad at us, so.
Well, look, you know how much I hate Nolan and Snyder and all that kind of stuff? Even those dicks didn't come out and say, well, basically, I never really even cared about Superman or anything like that. And we're not going to pay. I mean, they. And believe me, I can't stand those. Well, you already know. They didn't say shit like that. They just came out with the wrong take on him. But they never said shit like, yeah, well, we've never read any comics and we don't. You know, I hate their take on it. This dick is delighting in the fact that even though like you've said, Matt, it's based on Ultimates. This dick is saying this has nothing to do with comics at all.
He seems to love it, yeah.
Because fans have pissed him off. He's like a fucking child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't rise above the fray. I mean, look, I can't stand Snyder, and I know now he's starting to slash I can understand, as much as I hate him, I can understand with all that's happened with Man of Steel, him getting pissed off and starting to bat like fans now. But he didn't do it during the time the movie was being made that I know of, unless you know he did, right, Matt? I don't think he ever got in arguments with fans, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Yeah.
He didn't even do it with Watchmen, by the way. Look, he was in fact, he was friends with the fans of Watchmen, and in fact, so much that he lied to he lied to a whole bunch of us on Watchmen what he was going to do. So he never really got down into the gutter with the fans. To his credit, to be honest. But this punk can't. It's like he's the. You fuckers like reading the comic, but you've been reading it for 50 years. Well, fuck you for reading it for 50 years. Screw you. Well, you see what I do with it. What are you going to do about it, bitches? Okay. How about we just won't watch it? What do you think of that?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what we do with it.
We don't care because everyone else will. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And you know what? If I were close to you guys, I would go to the theater to see it with you. But since I'm not that up there, I'm gonna have to see it, but I will not go into a movie theater. And I'm still, and yes, Batman the Less Superman, no matter what, I'm gonna have to go to a theater to see it. But I will download this motherfucking, or I just won't see it because this. I mean,
I don't even know if I'll watch it.
Well, yeah, I hear. Look, you shouldn't. This is my nightmare alone, and I must watch it. But if you watch it, of course, we'll do a show on it.
He'll watch.
Yes, of course.
But
yes.
And like I used to always say, when people would say shit like, well, why do you watch that shit then if you don't like it so much? And, man, why can you watch this? You know, because I pretty much can watch any piece of crap. And I'm getting something out of it, even if it sucks, because I get to bitch about it if nothing else. I mean, but I want to have the info and watch it. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, Batman molests Superman, that's too big. Everyone needs to see that so they can talk about it. It's a conversation piece more than a movie at this point. Even if you're excited about it, you got to admit, there's so much fireworks on the way when that thing gets closer. Oh, I'm starting to dread it, Matt. Flash it. Not the movie, because I can't do anything about it. But I'm talking about the movie for a change. I'm actually saying, let's see. What do you think? Fix the timetable a little bit, Matthew, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 6 to 9 months before it comes out will the shitstorm start, roughly? We're talking mm-hmm. maybe 6 months in. 6 months to go. What do you think?
It probably even earlier than that. I mean, you think about, because we've talked about it, how defensive people are about movies now. So probably even earlier than that, but probably 6 months is a good indicator.
Well, it was over a year before it kind of started up with Man of Steel, but it really, I love my new toy when I get to say that. It really didn't get hot and heavy to like, what, maybe the 5-6 month range?
Yeah,
so. And then after it for like a year. A year, but.
Still.
It's still, but I mean, it was really big. Yeah. You know why it is now, though? Because they started with all this sequel crap and then this Justice League movie horse shit. So, it's staying there. And there's another thing that feeds that theory. You know what? They don't want it to go away. They want fans screaming about it and fighting over it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's not going to work with the Fantastic Four. I got news for you. I love the Fantastic Four more than life. But people don't care about them.
No.
But put Superman and Batman out there and get people pissed off, and that's going to last forever. It's just two different things.
Well, the other two movies didn't exactly set the world on fire.
No. But you can make a shitty Superman or Batman movie, and it's still going to get a lot of buzz.
Still going to make,
especially Batman. But so you put them both in one movie, and what's going to happen? They know. I mean, they're much as I hate those guys, as far as they were smart to do that, but you know, because they're guaranteed box office gold, and yet you'd think they wouldn't rock the boat and wouldn't cast Affleck or somebody like that.
It's an odd choice.
Well, yeah, they've pretty much said if they got someone, no one really, that wouldn't piss off fans so much. I think that, I don't understand that their reasoning. Not just because he's a silly casting. It's like, wow, you guys had the fans eating out of the palms of your hands and you shit on them. Not this fan, but a lot of fans. They had them. They loved the Nolan movie, Batman movies, for better or worse. Enough of them loved Man of Steel, for better or worse. And then they stick them with Batflick. I don't understand them. I'm talking just from a purely business standpoint. I don't get something like that.
He's very polarizing in the geek community.
Yeah.
He's the butt of the joke in the mainstream, but in the geek community, he's polarizing.
Well, have you seen a lot of geeks that are really gung-ho about him playing the character?
Yeah, no.
Matt, are you, I forgot you, Matt, are you someone against it, or you're for it or indifferent?
I'm definitely for it.
That's two of my very good close friends that I know are real huge Batman fans that are really for it. And I think you guys are the only two I know. Now, everyone else you hear is, in other words, you don't hear a lot of gray area. Flash, you're totally against it, right?
Yeah.
You don't hear, and now have you ever heard a lot of gray area on the subject?
No. I haven't.
Except for me, because, you know, I'm out of the ring.
You got a dog in the fight.
Yeah, I don't have a dog in the fight. I take it back. You know I want it because I want it to be as horrible as possible. But if I were to be honest, if you'd say, look, all right, Feet to the Fire, if you were on board with this movie, would you be for it? I would say, no, it's a shitty casting.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if I've gone into great detail as to why I'm against it. I don't personally hate Ben Affleck. I don't wish for Ben Affleck's death.
Me either.
And I don't go so far as to say Ben Affleck is a shitty actor.
No, he's not that bad.
He's passable. He's okay.
Fair enough.
Right. He's all right. You know, he's not terrible. But he's not.
He's not as Matt Damon, the greatest actor of our generation.
Not the greatest Matt Damon. That damn right. But he just there's a number of reasons I'm disappointed in it. I didn't want him because I think he brings a lot of baggage. I think he's going to be a problem. He has a reputation for being a problem. Which is on them. You know what? If they have to deal with this prima donna attitude, that's fine. But then, you know, here we go with the rotating Batman again. You know what I mean? We finally got someone who committed to it for three movies, and I just think Affleck's not going to stick around. And from a fan standpoint, forget Affleck. I'm just hoping for, you know, that's not my visual. I was hoping for somebody younger who would stick around for a while. I mean, Affleck, Christ, this guy's almost 50.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that they would want to make Batman and Superman contemporaries. So
right, yeah. It's I don't know. It's just I'm terrified we're going to go this friggin' Frank Miller route. Is he really? He looks 50.
He's what? 42?
41.
Wow, he looks 50.
Yeah. But he's still 10 years old. Isn't he like 10 years older than Cavill?
Yeah, I think Cavill's like 31 or something.
Right. So, which isn't that big of a deal if they just go ahead and say that they're close to the same age, because I still think Batman and Superman should be the same age, roughly, but I don't think they're going to do that. Aren't they going to act like Batman's been around for a while in some kind of mess, but Super Twerp is just getting started?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so but it just tickles me no end. It's almost like someone's going, you know what? You've suffered a great deal, young man, with your Man of Steel rage. What if we throw you a bone and this next one is just a train wreck and it's just full of idiocy that makes you smile the whole time and you get to just laugh at the fanboys? Would that make you happy, youngster? And I would go, yes, sir, it would. And I think I'm getting that so far. I'm getting that because not just because, look, an anorexic, weird Greek Wonder Woman who can't speak English, a Samoan Aquaman, why we even have to, you know, again, a movie that they're trying to...
Aquaman, that's awesome.
They're trying to shoehorn as many characters into this thing because they can't deal with the fact that there's seven movies behind Marvel, and they want their cake and eat it too. They want their Justice League now because Marvel has their Avengers, and they're going to rush it, and I'm loving every second of it. The desperation coming off of this thing is, I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, it was one thing that there's a little desperation inherently in the fact that they can't just make a Man of Steel 2. They've got to stick Batman in there because the Man of Rubber just did okay business. If it had done $1 billion like Dark Knight Rises, then they would be, it would be another, it would just be Man of Steel 2. But then there's, wow, you know, Avengers made $1 billion. We can do that with a Justice League movie, but we got to start somewhere. So it's just, I mean, they're going to be 13 characters in this thing before it's said and done. With cameo. Every scene's going to be a cameo of a different weird Nolan-esque Snyder-looking, Goyer-looking version of a DC superhero by the time it's all said and done. Hence the term Dawn of Justice. So I guess I should be loving it, and I am actually. It's funny to see. You know?
Do you think they'll dye mum those hair?
No.
You don't think so?
Shit, no. They won't care. They won't. They never do that with a kid. Look at that. They let Barry Allen not even be blonde. So why would they do it with Aquaman?
Yeah, I just thought maybe for a visual thing they might look weird though.
Oh, now I remember what I wanted to talk to you about. I have a question for you both.
Yeah.
All right. Is DC and the CW a bunch of racists? And I bet Matt knows why I'm asking that question.
I don't.
You really got. Well, you saw the casting of for the Flash TV show of Firestorm.
No.
They've cast Firestorm. Steve emailed the guy who plays Arrow's brother. Something I forgot his name. He's going to be playing Ronnie Raymond. Uh oh, sorry. You there? Yikes. Boys. You there? Who's still there?
I'm here.
You both still with? So it's the guy who plays Arrow's brother, and he's playing with Ronnie Raymond Firestorm.
Robbie Amell?
Yeah, that's just, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I think that is his name. So he's good. So I'm going, my question again is, wait a minute. Firestorm was white for a long time. Then there was a black Firestorm.
Mm-hmm.
But for the CW, he's going to be white. Do I hear a little racism going on there?
Are you asking seriously?
No, I'm being facetious. Facetious. However, I'm putting it out there to make a point. Are they going to get the kind of crap?
Yes.
Are they going to get any crap over this? Because
of course they will.
Anything?
Of course they will, because it's the other way around now, so of course they will.
Okay, so... not only that, aren't you a little kind of shocked by that they didn't just make him the Jason, whatever his name is, the black?
I am shocked that it wasn't the Jason. Yeah,
I'm very shocked it's not Jason.
Yeah,
you there, Flash?
Yeah. What did I miss?
All right. Well, they've cast Flash TV show. They've cast Firestorm.
Why would you put Firestorm in
that? Because remember that stupid Freak of the Week premise you told me about. They're gonna have a
super. Oh yeah.
So, all right. So they're having Ray Palmer too. They're having that's gonna be on Arrow, right?
Yeah, Arrow. Yeah.
Brandon Routh is gonna play.
Yeah.
One of your favorite characters.
Which Flash can't wait for, his favorite character finally getting put to the screen.
Right. Ray Palmer.
Finally.
I don't know if he's gonna be.
Finally, the most worthless power in the history of comics will see its day, and you will all rejoice as a man shrinks.
If he even shrinks now, wait, we're talking about Arrow here. He's just Ray Palmer. We don't know he's going to shrink.
Yeah, will he become the Atom? That's a good question.
Yeah, we don't know if he's going to be the Atom, but he's going to be Ray Palmer. And he's Brandon Routh, so...
I'll be sorely disappointed if he doesn't shrink.
Right. Well, at least you see your buddy Brandon Routh.
I haven't seen anybody shrink since Misfits of Science.
Well, yeah. You know, he might shrink in Batman Unless Superman. They might put him in there as a cameo. They're going to have everyone else in it. So, my question to Matt was, Flash, is this racist on their part? Because this is the Ronnie Raymond iteration of Firestorm that they're putting in there. He's being played by the little brother of the guy who plays Arrow. And I don't know if you knew this, but over the past few years, the comics Firestorm has been a black young man because Ronnie Raymond isn't Firestorm anymore, at least not in body. He's only he's the Professor Stein version now. Mm-hmm. He's the mm-hmm. mental aspect of Firestorm. So they, in effect, changed the character who had been black outwardly. You know how Firestorm is a, you know, amalgam of two people.
Yeah.
And yet on this show, they're making him a pretty boy white kid.
Okay.
So are we talking about some serious racism here? I don't know. I mean, don't you think they're gonna get hollered at?
Hmm? I don't know if anybody even knows who the hell Firestorm is.
But enough people know. You don't think that, Matt, you don't think people might make some noise about it and saying, well, he was black, why'd you guys turn him white?
Yeah, because the thing is, this will be the same. This will probably be from the same group of people who, when John Stewart was used on Justice League instead of,
mm-hmm.
When Ryan Reynolds was cast as Hal Jordan, everybody said, "Hey, Green Lantern is supposed to be black," so there'll probably be some of that.
Yeah, I remember right when that stupid Green Lantern movie came out, I was at work and our FedEx driver. A black chap, we were talking about comics every now and then, and he jokingly in a belligerent voice said, "Hey man, I thought Green Lantern was supposed to be black." He said it like that in a mocking voice, everyone. I'm not doing the stereotypical voice. He was joking. But he did say it because he didn't know. He was just like, being funny. And I had to explain to him, he didn't know that, you know, Hal Jordan, I had to explain to him that Hal Jordan had been around longer and all that other kind of stuff. He just knew the Justice League cartoon. And so he's like, "Oh, okay, you know." But he was a shit again. He was kidding around. But so no stereotyping here, ladies and gentlemen. To say, but he said it to be funny. But he really didn't know. He just assumed that. Well, why were they changing this character who was always black to him? Because he'd only seen the cartoon. Why are they changing him to white? So
I don't know. Does Firestorm even have his own book?
I don't think so anymore. Does he, Matt?
Yeah,
He's in the Screw 52. He might actually.
He's always kind of been a nowhere character. Like nobody really gave a shit about him.
I kind of like him, but yeah.
And the first Firestorm was white, and maybe that's just the one they're thinking of because I didn't even know he was black. Now I didn't even know he was still around.
Right, but I'm just saying. You think they're gonna get the PC police on him because?
I doubt it.
Well, Johnny Storm has never been. He was always white, and then. They make him black.
Yeah, but that caught attention. That caught attention because it's the Fantastic Four and it's Johnny Storm.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit about Firestorm.
He's had more issues of his own comic than Johnny Storm ever had, but
yeah.
I hear you.
Nobody cares.
I guess not. I mean,
nobody cares.
I guess not. So it's not racism on their part.
I don't think so. I think they're just going with the original version. I don't think anybody's going to care.
I hear you. I don't know. I think the CW has a lot to.
I think it's going to be who the hell is Firestorm?
Yeah. Only comic book fans will know.
I think that's going to be the reaction. Who the hell is Firestorm?
Yeah, and he probably won't even have a costume anyway. So.
Yeah. So I think.
I'm going to go ahead and call him racist bastards anyway.
It'll be much ado about nothing.
I'm still going to just elect to call them racist.
Well, you go right ahead.
Bastards. Filthy, those anti-diversity brutes. Dare the show's going to be poo-poo anyway.
That was kind of like with Smallville. Pete Ross was
right.
Pete Ross
was
Smallville.
Black. Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit because nobody knew who the hell Pete Ross
was.
Outside of the comics.
Right.
Nobody knew who the hell Pete Ross was.
No. That's true.
They couldn't have cared less.
Even I, a Superboy purist, when I heard that, I was like, Pete Ross, well, okay, whatever. Even if it did not.
It's also like, does anybody care enough about Pete
in
Ross?
Reality, yeah, because in reality, in reality, Pete Ross is a blip on the radar in the Superman mythos.
I don't even care about, as stupid, as much as I hate Man of Rubber, the whole Perry White thing, which is, I mean, if in a good movie, I really wouldn't have cared too much.
Yeah.
I mean, now the Jenny Olsen thing's stupid, but no.
See,
yeah,
that
but
was
you know
Smallville's
what?
Problem.
Hmm?
But you know
that
what?
Was
actually,
one of Smallville's
the Jenny
problems.
Olsen thing, they started doing that, and then the Jenny name was dropped in the final movie, so obviously somebody did some...
Wait, do you mean the Jenny Olsen thing was dropped? They actually called her Jenny, though. She just didn't say Olsen.
Yeah, they dropped the Olsen part. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I think as a way to sort of, well, if we want to do this, we can, but here's a back door out of it.
So she didn't get a signal watch.
Yes, that's true.
She did not.
Because it
she
is,
needs
she,
one.
Then she got
because she had the cell phone.
Right, well, she got buried by rubble, and then nobody, and Perry White had to save her, so, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't, so, yeah, so it was, that's all messed up, no, Jenny, but yeah, that, so you think that was just buried in the script because they decided they didn't feel like messing with it, or?
Yeah, I mean, because I remember the girl who played her, I can't remember her name, it was announced already she was playing Jenny Olsen, and then there was outrage, and then they just dropped the last name Olsen, so I suppose it was.
Yeah. I don't understand who was outraged by that. I just, I mean, my limit of my reaction was, that's pretty stupid, but I didn't, like, get
again,
mad or anything.
Again,
so
I don't
dumb.
Give a enough of a fuck about Jimmy Olsen to care whether he's a girl or a guy.
Look,
that was kind of me. I was like, Mike, I was like, well, that's kind of dumb.
I just thought it was dumb. I wasn't
kinda
mad.
Stupid. Yeah, but I wasn't mad because who the hell cares about Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, I mean, I've always, let's see, I guess if you pin me down, I go, Jimmy Olsen's okay, he's a nice part of the Superman mythos, but I don't really, you don't really need him. If he'd never existed, you wouldn't have cared.
It wouldn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Then again, I'm one of the few that can't stand Lois Lane. I know that's blasphemy, because, you know, I like Lana better than
not
me.
Really.
Lois is a
bitch. I've always preferred Lana.
She's like Sandra Bernhard.
Yeah. Not Bernadette Peters, though.
No, not Bernadette Peters. Bernadette Peters is Lana Lang.
Bernadette Peters is like red hair.
I've been so mean to Bernadette Peters, and I feel bad about it.
I know.
Now,
you know, that was one of Smallville's problems, talking about characters that are a blip on the radar. They took Lana Lang, who, while is important to the Superman mythos, in reality is a blip on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she
and
is.
And they tried to stretch it out for 7 years. Before,
right.
When did she leave, Matt? Was it season seven?
Seven.
Yeah, 7 years they tried to stretch that out, and it's like
that's how you wind
up
with Vampire Lana and Werewolf Lana.
Yeah, I'm like, these two will not end up together, so you have to stall and stall and stall and stall.
Wow. Yeah, she was on that long, but yeah, and she didn't really look all that much like Lana. I would have thought Lana.
No.
She was a cute girl. Nothing. I love Stacey Haiduk as Lana. So.
Oh yes.
God, you know, have you ever seen? I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She's still smoking hot.
Oh yeah,
you know, for age. There's one I like there, Flash.
There you go. Yeah, nobody would argue with you on that one.
Oh,
Daisy,
redhead. She was Lana Lang on Superboy. Remember Superboy TV show?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She was a doll. And she was the best. She was the best thing on that show. Well, she is Sherman.
Do you know who I get her confused with? I like you.
Who?
I get her confused with shit. Who's the chick in the Whitesnake video?
Oh, Tawny Katane?
Tawny Katane. I get confused with Tawny Katane all the time.
Wow. I never confused those two, but now that you mention it, yeah, I mean, it's...
They look very similar.
Well, Stacy is... Oh, God, she's something, man. And I love her on Superboy. Superboy was a show that only had a few good episodes here and there, but she was always just lovely. Mm-mm-mm.
Lovely.
That's my favorite. I think we talked about it once before, Matt. That's my favorite live action version of Lex Luthor.
Oh, Sherman Howard was awesome as Luthor in
that
show.
I mean,
so
God, he stole that show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, even though you know how much I love the original movies, I mean, I like Gene Hackman. It's a funny turn as Luthor, but he's not really Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sherman Howard was right out of the comics Luthor.
Oh, yeah. All those,
because
like, mannerisms, all those little intricacies about Luthor, he had it all there. He was awesome.
It was that, and he was the Luthor I loved, the pre-Burns. I hated the Burn Kingpin Luthor.
Mad
he was
scientist
the
Luthor.
Mad scientist with a revolving door in his jail cell Luthor.
Yeah.
And was brilliant. And, you know, it's funny about that. The first season of Superboy with that crappy John Hames Newton had a really idiot little yuck boy playing Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then because he was trying to go undercover, he had a facelift, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And his facelift turned him into a great actor, great character. Sherman Howard.
Yeah.
Remember the one where he was about to be executed?
Oh yeah.
In the electric chair, and he took this pill, which made him able to control electricity, and so he did a big crow. Oh, please don't kill me! He's like going nuts, and then he looked at the gotcha. And then they.
Sherman Howard's like one of those great underrated actors that nobody talks about, but he's fucking awesome.
Yes. And you never see him. He gets his neck broken in the Lethal Weapon movie, and that's it. I'm going, man, that's a waste. That guy was good.
He's so
I think
good.
I've only seen him in two other things. He was in an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And he played the zombie Bub in Day of the Dead.
Wow, he was in Lethal Weapon 2 and didn't even have anything to say. A Richard Donner movie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get one line in Lethal Weapon 2. He just got to get his neck broken by Mel Gibson.
But do you know that actually what the funniest part about Sherman Howard is? He plays Luthor on Superboy, and then however many years later it is, he goes in to audition for the voice of Lex Luthor on Superman the Animated Series. And then they said, well,
yeah,
this guy's great. He's awesome. Let's cast him. And then Clancy Brown comes in, and they cast him. And then they find out 10 years later, holy shit, we didn't even realize you played Lex Luthor on TV.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Clancy, but, man, that would have been cool to have him do that voice.
Amazing.
Wow. That is something. I did not know that. That's crazy. I mean, did he do any other voices after that or no?
He did a voice.
Did he ever do a voice
on Superman in an episode of Superman, the main man with Lobo, where he played this, like, creepy collector of alien races. It was really eerie. You couldn't tell it was him, though, because he's all distorted and shit. But
yeah. Oh, okay. What is that guy doing? It never ceases to amaze me. Some people are so good in some role here and there, and then you never see him again. And you look back and you go, wow, that guy could have been, I mean, great and all kind of stuff, and no one ever really, he didn't catch on. And I guess that's the story. That's common, I guess, right?
Yep.
Well, he's no Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
He's no Matt Damon, the greatest actor of our generation, but he'll do.
Yes. Yes. And again, that's my Luthor right there. And I love those episodes, those alternate universe episodes of Superboy. Did you guys ever see the Ron Ely? Yeah, The Road's Not Taken and The Road to Hell. Ron Ely.
I don't really remember the series that well.
Well, there was one where he went into it was funny. They had this portal that went to other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a pretty good line, but I guess he was his Lex's girlfriend in the thing.
Yeah.
You know, Luthor accidentally went through one of them, and she said, I just did what Lex would do whenever he's in trouble, kidnap Lana.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes there, and he goes into this dimension where it's a parallel dimension where the Superboy in that dimension actually killed Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this. And, of course, our Superboy goes and meets him, and he's all dark and broody about it now because he's killed. And Luthor, meanwhile, our Luthor has become he's convincing a lot of people in that universe that he's risen from the dead, so he's like a cult leader. And anyway, both Superboys are talking, and I loved it when the Superboy who, you know, the dark Superboy who committed the murder or whatever, he said, you know, Luthor had kidnapped this child, and he killed a young child or something, he said, and he just lost it, and he said he just sliced him right down the middle with his heat vision. Cut him right in two with the heat vision. And then, of course, he went all dark about it. But then Luthor went into then Superboy ended up going to another dimension where Superboy had been raised by neo-Nazis.
Right.
His ship landed on a different farm.
What did they call him? Sovereign.
The Sovereign.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a dictator, and Luthor was a freedom fighter, a good guy.
Yeah.
And then they had one later when they did it where he went to this other dimension where he met basically himself. They couldn't say Superman because the Salkinds didn't have rights to Superman. They only had rights to Superboy. But it was Ron Ely. Remember Ron Ely as Tarzan?
Yes.
Well, he played in – it was us. You know, it was basically on this world where, you know, he landed a lot earlier. And so he was Ken Hit Superman who had retired at this point. God, it was cool. Good show sometimes.
Sometimes.
Didn't have any budget, though, did they? Not often.
I think they made it on like 10 cents, yeah.
Yeah, George Lazenby played Kal-El, by the way. I mean, Jor-El, by the way.
Let's talk about that better.
Yeah, that is not them. Yeah, huh. But
not what you'd consider a classic choice.
No, but it's better than Tommy Wiseau, because he would have said, oh, hi, Kal-El. Hi, Kal. Hi, Lex. I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hi, Luthor. Oh, hi, Luthor. Why'd that happen? I don't even know why I went to Tommy Wiseau. A dark place!
Hey, any excuse to talk like Tommy Wiseau is good enough for me.
There should be a national talk like Tommy Day.
Yes, it is. Tommy, did you see the new movie? I watched Sharknado, and I should have been in it. I know a couple of friends of mine met him, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, they were telling me.
He's the lecherous perv we all know he is.
Yeah, he brings his movie around to let people make fun of it, apparently. And they met him at one of those showings or whatever. I can't remember, it was in Baton Rouge. It was New Orleans, I think. And they said he was pretty much, he was friendly, and it seemed like he had a good sense of humor, but then he just would go off, and he was nuts.
Wow.
He was really crazy. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. So I just want to know when his next movie is.
I think the world is waiting for that.
Yeah. I think, I'm telling you, dude, I know they've already done Birdemic 2. He should star in Birdemic 3.
He should.
Oh, hi, birds. You don't touch me, motherfucker. Your birds are stupid. You tell me apart.
Why are you exploding?
Why are you exploding? You're stupid. Stop.
She went to take a shit.
Birds are stupid. They explode. I think that I could make a good Birdemic movie. It would be dramatic. Yeah, but you know what? Again, I think Sharknado was Birdemic, by the way. Not that we're going all over the place. Anyway, I think it is Birdemic with just a little bit of a bigger budget. And not much of one.
Not much.
Yeah. But they had a lot of – one of the other running jokes during Sharknado with the Rift Tracks was they kept saying, that's science. Because, like, when they were in the house, do you remember the scene where they're in the fucking house where they first go get Tara Reid?
Yeah.
And, like, one of them said, yeah, well, everyone just ignore the fact that there's no water out front, but the house is flooded. Holy shit.
That's like I love in Birdemic. Like, they're shooting at these birds, and there's chaos all around them. Everybody's just driving down the street like
yeah.
this, you know.
Just for a Sunday
just
drive.
Another day.
Yeah, well, that's another day. When they're pulled off to the side of the road, there's a scene during the rift tracks of Birdemic where they go, well, I don't know, are you sure? Everything seems fine everywhere else. Look at all these cars. There are a lot of scenes in Sharknado like that, where they're driving, and you look in the background, everything looks
everything's
normal.
Fine.
Yeah.
Except there was one great line when they were out on the highway. One of them said, the most unrealistic thing about this movie is there's no traffic in California. But I couldn't believe how they put Tara Reid. I didn't think I could feel sorry for her necessarily. I feel sorry. I was like, wow, dude, Jesus Christ. They were saying shit. I'm like, oh, my God, really, guys? I mean, that's
she's probably
job.
Used to
They're
it
really,
by now.
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, she's been a disaster.
She used to be a very attractive girl.
Yeah.
She got old quick, I guess.
Yeah.
What was she on, anyway? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw her
Josie
in a really, really bad movie that I actually like. It's a bad movie, but I like it, called Urban Legend. It's such a bad movie, but I like it. I saw her in that. Really hot in that, but then after that, it was like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Didn't age well?
No.
It was like right after Josie and the Pussycats is when
yeah.
Yeah, she was on that. She was in that.
She was very cute in that movie.
Mm, yeah. Damn. I mean, she can't be, I know she's, I mean, was in her 40s maybe? No, she can't be in her 40s yet.
I don't know.
She might be. But, hey, you got Iron Zering. Oh, and they showed a clip from the new one, or the second one.
Oh, Sharknado, the second one.
Yes. Wow. Holy mother of God.
Oh, man, hey, I want to see that.
When is that? It's like next week or
something?
I don't
know. Yeah.
It's soon.
Oh, is it?
Soon.
Is it really?
Hot damn. Hot damn.
You going to watch that?
Oh yeah. Are you shitting me? Of course I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
When he jumped into the shark's mouth with the fucking chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he came to the shark. And when he starts cutting himself out, I'm like, we're going, well, we're all hoping for someone cool to come out of it. Like, maybe Bruce Campbell? Oh, no, it's him. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
You know, Bruce Campbell has got it made as long as Sam Raimi stays alive.
Does he really? He didn't do anything with him anymore, does he?
He was in Oz, the Great and Powerful, for about 10
seconds.
I just saw that movie the other night, right? And he gets, his name is in the opening, is in the title credits.
Really?
Bruce Campbell. And he's in the movie for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. He was in all three of those stupid Spider-Man movies, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's like his good luck charm or something.
They're best buds. Yeah. He put him, you know, he put him in all of, in a lot of his movies anyway, I guess. I don't think of Raimi. Does Raimi even do anything anymore? Other he allowed them to remake Evil Dead for some reason.
And then he's going to remake it.
He is?
That's what he said.
I was actually flipping to the channels and landed on that stupid new remake. And I'm like, you know what? The only appeal to Evil Dead is to see Ash. This is just little girls running around getting scared like any other stupid horror movie. It's not the same. I know. Fucking remakes. Fucking remakes, man.
Fucking remakes.
And now I feel like I have to say Rise of the Planet of the Apes is not a remake. I always have to make that because people are like, you look right. Shut up. It's not a remake. Fuck you.
Not a remake. Not a remake.
No, it's not. Damn it. If it was, I would hate it properly, like I'm supposed to. So there. I would use the F word. Filth.
Filth.
But it's not.
Not a remake.
And look, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is not a remake at all, especially the part where they don't...
Where Ian Ziering jumps into Caesar and cuts his way out with a chainsaw.
I tell you what, if Ziering had been in that film...
It'd been over.
Yeah, it would have been great. I mean, it was good enough, but, man, he could have put it over the top.
Ziering versus a bunch of apes, Ziering all day long.
Ziering all
day
long. Oh,
Jesus H. Christ, on a popsicle. You know what we just did, don't you?
What?
These movies
Monkey
are
Nato?
Popular now. No, yeah, exactly, because...
Monkey Nato.
Syphilis Channel is probably going to start making... You laugh.
Yes.
They're probably going to start making their own Planet of the Apes type rip movies now.
Apocalypse.
Shit. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
God.
It's going to happen. Apocalypse. Holy Christ.
Apocalypse.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're going to do their own little rip.
Oh, yeah.
Fear.
The thing is, that was pretty... That was pretty expensive to make. I mean, I saw, if you see how they did all that, I mean, it's still amazing how they did it all, because all of it's, you know, the Andy Serkis type stuff and a lot of CG.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to afford to do anything on the Sci-Fi channel unless it's just like old, you know, makeup and masks and shit like, you know,
and
like
chambers.
The old movies. Or like Time of the Apes. You ever seen Time of the Apes, by the way?
No.
Wow, really?
Never heard of it.
Well, put it to you like this. In the days before, sort of right before anyway, MST3K, I'm running my comic shop in Baton Rouge, Mega City Comics, and we're all, as you know, big Planet of the Apes fans, right? Well, somebody found this fucking movie called Time of the Apes, and it looked pretty dope, but you know, all we saw was the cover on the VHS. So a friend of mine bought it, and we start looking at the pictures on it. Clearly, it's a Japanese ripoff. It's a Japanese ripoff of Planet of the Apes. Okay, with really, really bad rubber masks. And I'll put it to you like this: we'd never seen him. It was a couple years later that we saw MST3K. So we're sitting around, and we're like, oh, my God, this is fucking hilarious. And we were sitting at my comic shop, and I'd put it on the TV, and we would just sit there and riff on it. You know, it's really unbelievably bad, right? Well, 3-4 years ago, I'm living in a house near New Orleans or whatever, but I'm walking through the living room. And by this time, Time of the Apes is really – legendary to us because we were always teasing each other with it. Every Christmas we would give Claude a copy of it we'd make him unwrap it and he would tear it up and he would destroy it. And it became a running joke for years. Like, we would buy a copy of it because it was always cheap, and we would, you know, he'd get so pissed off that he would open his Christmas present, and that's what it was. And so we would do different shit, like put it on top of his car and we wanted him to have a copy every year. And he would get pissed, and he'd like run over it and do all kind of shit to you. Fuck you. Stop giving me Time of the Apes. So it became a classic to us. I'm walking through the living room when my wife, one day or whatever, I'm laughing at some dumb shit, and I said, is that Time of the Apes? It was on MST3K. They were doing it. And I'd never seen him. I'd never heard of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And I'm like, oh, shit, they're watching. And I didn't hear the little voices at first. I don't know if you've ever seen the show, but when you see the show for the first time, you don't realize there are little silhouettes of, Joel and the robots there.
Yeah.
And so they're watching. And I'm like, and then I start hearing these people, where are these voices coming from? I'm like, what are those little... And, of course, they're making fun of it. I go, wow, that's what we used to do. To Time of the Apes.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's like, that was my introduction to Mystery Science Theater 3000. And, like, and they're, oh, my God, they did Time of the Apes twice, actually, because they did it on their older show, then they did it later. Anyway, it's ball-bustingly, unbelievably funny. Even without them, it's pretty unbelievably horrible. But it's truly... These masks are really terrible. Ape masks that you can buy like fucking Party City. it's horrible. So yeah, Time of the Apes. If you ever get a chance.
You know, you were speaking about the silhouettes in Mystery Science Theater. Matthew screwed me on that, by the way, because he said, "You know what always kind of weirded me out about watching this?" I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Because of the way Crow is shaped, sometimes it looks like he's looking at you." And I'm like, oh, bullshit. And I'm looking at him like, oh, dude, no, he does look like he's looking at me.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, he's right.
Really?
He's right because of the way he's shaped. He could be looking either way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it always bugged me. See, I'm like the ruiner of everything people like.
You
I did
are.
It with MST3K. I did it with Toy Story. I just keep ruining things people enjoy.
Yeah.
Like Davros or something.
Oh, shit, I fucked up. Jason was wondering what happened to us, but the stream ran out, so I forgot to tell everyone when the stream was running out. Oh, man, I'm sorry. But anyone listening
it was Sandra Bernhardt's
archive, yeah.
Yeah, it was Sandra Bernhardt.
It
not
was.
Bernadette Peters.
I'm so embarrassed.
Could not do this.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that I was mean to that poor woman. Not that she would care, but that I confused her with Sandra Blowhard.
I remember we saw not too long ago, we saw an old SCTV skit, and it was the Farm Report. Do you remember when they would have the celebrity come on, and they would sing, and then they would blow up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Andrea Martin did this dead-on Bernadette Peters impression. And I'm like, who the hell does Bernadette Peters?
That is weird.
It's so weird, but it's dead on. I mean, it's like a perfect impression.
I used to get her, you know who I used to sort of get her confused with? She's not exactly like her. What was that actress's name? Something Kane. Kathy Kane is Batwoman.
Oh, Kathy Kane.
Carol
what
Kane?
Kind of movies have you watched?
Who?
Carol Kane?
Carol Kane?
Carol Kane, yes.
Ah, yeah.
They always reminded me of each other.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Carol Kane, she was in The Last Detail.
I could see. Oh, yeah. My God, I haven't thought about The Last Detail in years.
God, I love that movie. That's my favorite. That might be my favorite Nicholson performance.
Love it.
Oh, my God. I am the motherfucking Shore Patrol, motherfucker. I am the motherfucking Shore Patrol.
I love that movie.
You love the part where they're drunk in the alley and saying, "I want to drink a toast to Superman,
yeah,
Batman, and the Human Torch."
Yeah,
the Human Torch throws a fucking ball of fire and the fucking building goes down. Yeah, this little guy that used to fly around with him, proving that they were probably talking about the android Human Torch from the Golden Age. And then the other guy's, "Yeah, Human Torch. He's a purebred white American boy."
Oh, my God, I haven't thought about that movie in forever. See, now I'm going to have to watch it, damn it.
I don't have it anymore. I used to have it.
I don't either. I used to have it.
I had a VHS of it.
I'll tell you a weird one. Yes. I bought Blue Thunder on DVD, but I don't know when.
What do you mean you don't know when?
I just looked over on my shelf, and I'm like, how long has Blue Thunder been over there?
Oh,
like,
really?
I bought it and didn't realize I bought it.
Bought it. That's happened to me, I think.
Forgot I bought it. I bought it and forgot about it.
Wow, and you, so you never even
watched
it? Obviously.
I watched it last night.
Oh, okay. Does that have any special features or no?
It's loaded, yeah.
Because did you know that, that movie was focus grouped, that ending of the movie was focus grouped to death?
No.
Let John Badham, actually, he directed some stuff I like. He shot, like, a few different endings, and they showed it to audiences to pick the ending that they would like the most.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were a lot of different endings to Blue Thunder. I guess we could make fun of Tex. Now, Tex, if you're hearing this, sorry, dude. Tex likes the TV show Blue Thunder.
I remember preferring it over Airwolf. I think because I was a fan of the movie.
Tex loved Airwolf, too. So, again, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying. The only thing
I remember the TV show. Yeah.
The only thing I will ever pick on Tex for liking Tex, sorry, dude, if you hear this, you deserve it, my brother. He likes Street Hawk, and I just can't,
Street Hawk.
You don't remember Street Hawk?
Sounds familiar, but
motorcycle. It was. I think it was trying to be Knight Rider, but with a guy on a motorcycle, Rex Smith.
That's kind of cheap. Yeah. Oh, the poor man's David Hasselhoff.
Rex Smith. Yeah. Can there be a poor man's David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, Rex Smith and Ben Affleck.
Hey, Rex, and that's weird. They both played Daredevil.
That's right.
Wow.
Ooh, that's right, creepy.
Wow, you mentioned Rex Smith in the same sentence and you weren't even thinking about Daredevil?
I see.
Weird.
Can't teach that.
Dare Ninja, that's right.
Dare Ninja.
With his damn... Matt, did you ever see that, by the way, when Rex Smith played Daredevil?
Briefly.
It was so stupid. I hate to defend Stan Lee, but he was right about one thing. He said, when they were talking, he was talking to the producers of that stupid trial of Incredible Hulk or whatever. And there was Daredevil had his eyes covered up, and he said, why don't you guys have eye holes for Daredevil? Well, he's blind. Remember? Yeah, but everyone's not supposed to know that. Stupid. Well, he's blind.
The one thing I remember about the trial of the Incredible Hulk is that Banner had a beard, but when he would change into the Hulk didn't have a beard.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hulk, this peach, that's right. Well, he just can't grow beards.
And they didn't even try to hide the shoes on Frigno's feet anymore.
No, they gave it up hiding them.
They got screw it.
Yep.
Screw it, man.
Today they would CGI at a mount.
Yeah, he's got shoes on. Just screw it.
So I get, you can see the stupid shoes. Oh, crap. No, the Thor one was really stupid.
We actually watched a few episodes of the Bixby TV show here recently.
Yeah?
It's so funny to see the Hulk change pants because they'll use stock footage. Like they'll use a scene from an earlier episode, and it's like, hey, one minute he's got blue jeans on, now he has brown pants on. It's like, is nobody catching this?
Yeah, that show had some. I like Bixby, but that show had some kind of formula.
Oh, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Formula? That's like when it would come on, and if you would see the Hulk in the very beginning, you're like, oh fuck! Now we're not going to see him till the goddamn end.
Right. It was two Hulk outs per episode. One at the beginning, one at the end.
And if you would get one at the very beginning, you're like, oh shit, this is going to be a long episode.
Oh yeah, yeah. It really never varied from the Incredible Social Worker Hulk.
It's so funny you said that because Netflix will give the description of the episode. And it's like, David befriends a trucker who, and it's like, okay, whatever.
Well, by the way, did you get Barbary Coast yet?
No, I have not.
A friend of mine brought it over last week or a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
We actually watched a couple of episodes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was interesting. Have you ever seen it or no? You hadn't seen it yet? Because I know you're
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it when it was on. But that was, 75
or 6. 4, 5, 6, somewhere up in there. Yeah.
I haven't seen it since then.
It's very light on Shatner.
Is it really?
He's Artemis Gordon.
Oh. Yeah, I remember he was in makeup a lot and stuff, but.
Yeah, you stuck with... Well, we watched the pilot. It had a different guy, but after the pilot, it was Doug McClure. And Shatner went out of there.
Doug McClure.
Doug McClure. And it was our buddy Decker has a man crush on him.
Douglas McClure.
Yes, Trampus. So it was it's kind of an interesting show to see. I don't know. So
it was short lived. It didn't last very long.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. But it was Shatner. So it was Shatnerific.
Poor Shatner though. It was a dark time for Shatner.
There was the toupee wasn't as bad on that show though.
Dark times for the Shat right then. That's right around the Devil's Reign, baby.
Oh my God. Ugh. But it was after Big Bad Mama.
After Big Bad Mama. It's in between Big Bad Mama and the Devil's Reign.
Wow. Yep. Before he struck it big again.
But you know what? You know what? I have a fondness for the Devil's Reign.
Do you?
Just because it's so bad. Exactly. The Devil's Reign is the textbook of a drive-in movie.
Oh yeah, I think I saw it at the drive-in.
Did you really?
I think I did. I'm not sure though. I can't really. It may have been on TV, but I saw a trailer for it at the drive-in for sure.
I remember the ad campaign was the most incredible ending to any motion picture ever. And where they all melt, and goddamn, that thing goes on for like a half an hour.
I think I did see it on TV, not the drive-through, but it was on network television.
Yeah. Oh my God, the melting scene takes forever.
Oh.
And I love that the poster made no sense too either. The tagline was "Heaven help us all when the devils reign." I'm like, what? What? It doesn't make any sense.
With the devil's reign. Oh,
heaven help us all with the devil's reign. And I'm like, what?
Does it mean like devils raining down on
people? I have no
God.
Idea.
God. Wow. Well, my goodness.
And I remember it had the infamous Anton LaBey attached to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. The devil worshiper.
The consultant. Yeah, he was a consultant.
Yes. You know, I think he was kind of a phony.
Because, you know, he was the expert on people walking around with no eyes. And
yes.
Melting.
I always heard that he made up that devil worshiper crap just to see if he could get a
He probably did.
They say he made a bet with L. Ron Hubbard who could create the cult first. The easy route, the devil worship thing, you know, had been done, hadn't it? Way before him. Maybe
probably.
Not. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
What a dope.
The devil was very big in the early 70s.
He was.
He was a superstar. Yeah. You had The Exorcist, you had The Devil's Reign, you had Race with the Devil, you had Anton LaVey.
That's true, huh? Wow.
Even though the devil wasn't in Race with the Devil, kind of misleading.
Yeah, he wasn't, was he?
No.
There was no...
Just a bunch of dickheads chasing him in RVs.
That's true. The devil probably was pissed off at him. But at least Marjo wasn't in it.
At least Marjo was not in it.
Matt, was it last time we were talking about Marjo that you... I mean... That you had never heard of him?
Yeah.
And have you since been, as Flash, have you since made him watch any movies with Marjo in him?
I have not. It's tough to find a movie with Marjo.
Oh, that's true.
unless you want to watch Food of the Gods.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Or you might want to watch Bobby Joe and the Outlaw, or at least selected scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Earthquake. Yeah, you definitely want to watch selected scenes of Bobby Joe and the Outlaw.
Yeah.
Linda.
Oh, man.
Which one is that?
That's the one where Linda Carter's naked.
Yeah.
Oh, where is that movie?
I tell you what, I was a god among men when I told my friends about that. I'm like, guess what I saw?
Oh, my God.
I saw a movie called Bobby Joe and the Outlaw. They're like, so what? I said, Linda Carter was in it. They're like, oh, Wonder Woman was in it. I'm like, yeah. And she was naked.
Whoa.
And they're like almost naked. I'm like, no, like real naked, like naked. Oh, I was a god among the geek community.
Matt, I'll lay you odds that somebody put the nude scenes on YouTube or something.
Oh.
That's,
maybe not. That or Daily Motion.
Daily Motion.
Probably had a better shot with Daily Motion.
Yeah.
But there is. People put nude shit all over YouTube, though.
If Matt's mic goes mute, then...
You know why.
Linda Carter nude scene. I don't know how you would search it, but, you know.
You found it.
You didn't, did you? Oh, you said but I may actually look for it later.
What's the name of it?
Bobby Joe and the Outlaw.
Is that exactly how it
sounds? B-O-B-B-I.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's B-O-B-B-I.
Maybe you can find some Marjo nude scene.
First one.
You're kidding.
Is it really?
Like immediately.
It's all
we know what you want.
The nudie scene? The nudie scene first?
I guess.
Oh, my God. Why am
I'm not sure.
shocked? What did you do? You entered Bobby Joe and the Outlaw?
Yeah. One of the Daily Motion.
Oh, okay. Not,
thing our listeners out
the
there.
The full movie is on YouTube.
Well, you don't want
oh,
the
it
movie.
Is.
No, but if you know where to look.
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, look. Someone put right the second one, Bobby Joe and the Outlaw speed viewing. And it's a minute 28. What do you think that is?
Gee, I wonder.
That's on YouTube.
Well, this would be great if some shithead wasn't in the way.
What? Oh, you see it now?
This Bobby Joe scene.
Some shithead's in the way?
Some shithead.
What
do you
mean?
The dude making out with Linda Carter. It'd be great if he wasn't in the way.
Oh, that's Marjo.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Somebody look, it's put it on here and they're speeding it up.
Yeah, that's
I wonder if it stops for the nude scene. Let's see. Did they get real nude? Did they really show her all the way there or no?
Yeah.
Mother of God.
When she's getting it on. Not in the water. They're like
by
a fire.
Oh.
No, they're by a fire. It's all romantic and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fast-forwarding pretty quick here.
Yeah, if you see a campfire, it's going to abruptly stop. It's like,
must be later.
We know why you're here.
Yeah. Wow, this guy. Why this guy? Why don't you just put the clips? Why would you? He thinks it's funny, I guess. Because
I guess.
Holy fuck! What a dork. Just fast forward, it's like 106 now, and it still hadn't got to it yet. But this whole thing is 127, so
you're getting there.
Yeah, it's getting to the. I mean, did you go to the theater to see this crap?
No, I saw it on HBO.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
God, it looks like the kind of movie you're very thankful to speed through.
Oh, it is.
Wait, this fuckhead. It just
didn't stop.
No,
it just tore an ass wipe.
What a weed whacker.
What a ripoff. Matt, did you get to it?
Did I get to what?
The fire scene.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, and your review?
Well, that's what I said. The guy's in the way. You can barely see her.
Oh, okay.
No, you can see it.
Marjo Gortner.
Yeah, but you gotta, work for it. I don't wanna work for myself.
But it's Linda, so...
Well, I mean, it's worth it, you know, but...
Yeah, it's just for her.
Just so you can say you saw it.
Yeah.
Linda Carter's all over. Oh, man, I got Linda Carter, Johnny Carson interview. Wow.
He's going to be on Linda Carter tonight.
I would tell you something funny, and I won't name who it was that was on my show. I went to find pictures to put up. You know, you put your pictures up, you know, your little thumbnails on
Blog Talk. Yes.
Yeah. I won't mention who it was. And I put her name in and did the image search, and what do you think I got?
What?
Nudity! And I'm like, oh, great. Awesome.
Wow.
I'm getting ready to talk to this person, and I just saw her naked.
I bet I know who it is. Well, I mean, I don't know. You've interviewed a lot of ladies, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it could be anyone. Never, I don't know who it is. I have no clue.
It's probably you.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I don't know, but I don't know of all the ones you've done, though, so I could be way off base. But still, what did that mess you up in any way? It couldn't really bother you too much, right?
No, it didn't bother me. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I just saw you naked.
And you didn't tell her, did you?
No.
He didn't have the gut.
Nah, but he would. By the way, that nude scene you did in the...
She might have hung up.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
She may have hung up.
What's that book? What used to be a book. I'm sure it's a website now. Everything about
celebrity skin.
Celebrity skin, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I know.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And I've heard of the tough guys talking about it. You know,
yeah.
The hooligans, yes. The ruffians in the neighborhood.
Yes, I've never actually.
No.
But I'm sure it is a website, though.
It probably is. It has to be.
No one reads books anymore. No. Not for that, anyway. Come and think of it, like, you know, now I guess actual books that are of some sort of import can be printed because all the filth is online.
Oh, wait, I take that back. That happened to me twice with somebody on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go to find a picture.
And it was literally, yeah, but the point is it was literally like the first image that popped up.
Holy shit. That's beautiful.
And I'm like, guess what gets the most search?
And you didn't tell him.
No.
It's probably knows, but yeah, that's good.
I was a gentleman about it.
Yeah, because... How would you tell them?
Exactly, without sounding like a creeper.
Yeah. I just saw you. No, that nude scene you did in that movie. No.
Guess what I just watched?
Yeah. It was awesome. And, you know, some of them might probably just laugh, but you don't want to take that chance.
Right, exactly. I don't want to be a creeper. They don't know me.
No, you want to be polite. There you go. I guess it's just the danger I run I run the risk of being called an old fogey. Sex scenes and nude scenes in movies are pretty much boring, to be honest.
Matt says the same thing.
I did.
But they're boring.
Yeah,
all right,
I agree.
Why do you need a fucking sex scene in a movie when you can watch real porn?
You don't.
Because they're fake, they're phony. And,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, for example... In the context of the story, it can tell you, okay, the two people are going to make love or whatever, and then you cut to the afterward and have them talk.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. I got it. I know what happened there.
Yeah, I know what happened. I don't need to see a phony with this silly music and trying to make it look all erotic and shit for like 10
unless
minutes.
It's unless it's Linda Carter.
Unless it's Linda Carter. Damn it, stole it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
There you go. Well, I admit that. But even that, you're still, you're glad to see her. But it still brings nothing to the story if it's actually a good movie.
There's a story in that
crappy movie. Let's just say if it's a crappy movie, then I guess it's better than nothing. But if it's actually in a – because there's some actually series or, you know, actually a good movie sometimes that are also dragged down by that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this doesn't have to do with the fucking story. If I really want to watch this kind of crap, you can watch it for – this is another thing. You can actually watch it happening for real. It's porn, but it's still real.
You know, Matt's most hated sex scenes happen on Supernatural.
I don't remember too many of those, though. There are a couple. None of them stand out for me. What happened?
Because a lot of them are just, like, really puke-inducing. Like, they have this crappy, really dumb song playing with some douche singing with his doing his singing, and then they're like doing slow motion bullshit. Fucking horrifying. Terrible. They have the worst. Sam was with the werewolf chick. Emmanuel Vogler. Yeah, it was awful.
Dumber than the scene in Watchmen?
Oh, God. That may be the worst sex scene ever.
That is one of the stupidest.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know it's from the comic, but the comic didn't really show it. It was like they showed it at the beginning, they cut. And it's actually kind of a dream sequence in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just – a lot of people really thought it was just so unbelievably stupid with the,
song
section as well.
You know, I'm a big fan of Zack Snyder, but those are the moments where I question his filmmaking capabilities.
That and Ride of the Valkyries? Everyone hates the Ride of the Valkyries part, too. I hate so many other things in the movies. I just kind of laugh at those two stupid scenes.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Ultimate Cut?
What's that?
Have you seen the Ultimate Cut?
No. The one where they put Black Freighter back in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I've always wanted... No, I've seen the director's cut, but not the Ultimate Cut.
Yeah.
Is it... People seem to like that better. Do you think it's better?
It is really good, actually. Yeah, it adds a lot to it, actually.
But he still doesn't change the dumbass ending to the movie, right, though, does he?
No. No, I mean, you know, it's still the same ending. It's still the same ending, yeah. But...
But it has a lot, it just flows better or something, or what?
Yeah, it's a little more, it's paced a little better than even the director's cut, which the director's cut I actually like too, but it's paced a lot better than the...
Again, the origins of this show were I wanted a place to scream about the Watchmen movie, and then, of course, later, you know, Jar Jar Drek.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the director's cut finally came out, the two straight nights, back-to-back 4 hours of goddamn bitching. And I actually did like the director's cut a little bit better, but I needed to bitch about the rest of the movie. So, but, I want to see the ultimate cut. Where did you see that? Did you just rent it or something? I mean, I don't know if you can even rent it.
No, yeah. Somebody showed me a torrent of it yesterday, and I downloaded it yesterday. A couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Oh, okay. So you've seen it recently then?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I always actually wanted to get that just because it came with like the Archie Owl ship.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably really expensive. So. Is I have to
really?
Watch that the other one day. Yeah. You know what's funny about that movie? I've always been considered myself to be the ultimate Watchmen freak. So I took the day off to see that movie and everything, even though I thought it might be unwise to make a Watchmen movie. What's funny about that, the very first comic that my son Jonathan, you know, I mean, I didn't let him read it till he was like 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd liked some comics before, but that was, he became, you know, that was one that became like father, like son. He loved the comics so much that he was like, oh boy, are they making a fucking, I mean, he was skeptical as well, but we all went and I sat up toward the front with my friends and he sat in a bunch of his friends, you know, and my friends were all well-versed in comics. They all knew Watchmen pretty well. None of his friends knew anything about the comic though. Well, I told that I acted like an asshole. I was pretty.
You?
I know it's hard to believe. A friend of mine said, man, you were going nuts. I said, no, it wasn't that bad. Well, I said, a couple times you got kind of out of hand because of some shit that pissed you off. And actually, by the way, don't hate the whole thing. I like the book. But what was funny about me is I come out and Jonathan's friends, who, again, they don't really have that much of a dog, and they didn't really care about Watchmen that much, they say, yeah, we thought the movie was okay, but we had more fun watching him go acting like a maniac, pissed off about all stupid shit was. Now, I can watch the movie and enjoy the good stuff and then just kind of groan at shitty stuff in it and just get aggravated that it was a miss. He cannot stand it. When I put that movie on, he fucking cannot sit still. I made him watch the director's cut, and he can't take it. He gets really pissed. Like, I'm talking like me watching Man. He can watch Man of Rubber and not care.
All right.
But this pissed, you know, he can watch, you know, other shit and get pissed off. But we all have those things, I guess. On Watchmen, he can't even go. He can't even be nice to it a little bit. He's like, what the fuck, this piece of shit. It's, you can imagine it makes me proud.
Yes.
But I want. So, I mean, again, I know you like the movie, though. Have you seen it? Have you ever seen it, Flash?
Not in its entirety.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you like about it, Matt? I mean, do you like the whole thing, or do you have bits and pieces, or?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting movie because it's like, it's a movie that I look at all the time. I watch sometimes, I'm like, this is such a deeply flawed film. But
yes.
There's something kind of about it. I don't know. There's something kind of intangible about it that I kind of like. It's like
well,
for everything it does wrong, it does something else right away. For one thing it does wrong, the next thing it does completely right. It's an interesting film to watch.
That is exactly why it pisses me off so much.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Man of Rubber, you take Jar Jar Drek, I actually feel better about those two fucking movies because I can hate them with impunity and can't find one thing, so I never have to go, well, you know what? I don't like old Man of Steel and everything, but I gotta admit this part. Or you know what I mean? Or like,
yeah,
I hate Abrams, but I kind of like this bit. And it sucks that I have to admit it, but I have to be honest. Watchmen is the big one for me that makes me crazy because I'm like, it's got so many good things in here and so many great things right out of the comic, and yet it's sort of like
because it's like
hey,
for every moment of Jackie Earle Haley as Rorschach, there's a sex scene or a, you know.
Or a really campy, dumbass thing in it. Exactly. And so you're never allowed. I'm never allowed to hate it all. I'm like, man, Jackie Herlihy's great. And then they screw up little bitty things that I really nitpick about, but then they screw up some really big bad ones, and then other things that are so good. The whole aesthetic to the movie is fantastic, right out of the comic. Snyder's good at that. I can't. It pisses me off more because I'm like, I hate the fact that he got it so wrong and yet had so many good things in it. I would rather just say, fuck you, Snyder, and hate all of it. Because the fucker jerked us off for a year telling us, oh, you guys, I got your back. I'm going to do it right. Whereas, again, it's more comfortable to just go off on Steino or Man of Steel or whatever and never have to look, never have to say anything nice. Because And people say, well, you don't have to. I said, you don't even have to say anything about nice to watch. I said, but I have to be honest. It sucks to be honest. I'd rather just lie and say, fuck a piece of shit, I hate it. So you see what I'm saying, where it's actually tougher for me?
It's more pure with something like Man of Steel, whereas with Watchmen, it's a little harder to completely hate
now,
the whole thing.
Right, now because I've suffered through shit like Sucker Punch and Man of Steel, now I would rather never say anything good about a Zack Snyder movie ever, even though we all know that Flash really loves 300.
He does. Oh. It's his favorite movie. He likes it even more than Jaws.
It made his list. The bad list. Did it make your bad list? Did it make your bad list?
Oh,
yeah.
It, did. It was just a question of how high it was going to go.
What about you, Matt? Do you hate that or you don't hate 300?
You know what? I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're one of the lucky ones. It's not the last they fear. Oh, God, that movie's terrible.
So you didn't watch the second? Huh?
I've never seen it, but... Like, I hear just as many people saying what Flash says as I hear people saying, you know, jerking off about it. So I can never get a clear view on how it is.
I actually got some fun out of it when it came out because they were showing some things on different, like, History Channel and shit about those events or that it's allegedly based on. Yeah, right?
Any excuse to have a tie-in show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we all know how ludicrous the movie and the comic is, right? It's not. But I would tell, like, anybody who was gullible enough to listen and say, oh, yeah, that's a historical movie. All that happened. Well, and I kid you not, I had certain people, and I don't want to call anyone out because it's just cruel, who said, well, really? I mean, they had, like, giants and monsters and shit like that. Oh, yeah, it happened.
I saw it on the History Channel.
It was a true story.
I saw it on the History Channel. It happened. And then I watched Duck Dynasty.
That happened, too.
No, that's on A&E, isn't it?
That's A&E.
That's right. Yeah, it's A&E.
What's on History Channel?
Not much to do with history.
Yeah.
Pawn Stars.
They showed Planet of the Apes on there once.
They did?
I swear.
Well, that's history.
Future history.
Yeah.
History.
But, look, I mean, there were people who were buying into it. I'm like, yeah. So there were, like, monsters and stuff? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That monster thing. But I had some of them go, come on. There was no guy that was really that tall like that.
Of course there was.
Hey, man. Sure there was.
You had the animated wolves that were just silhouettes.
Yep.
And
right. and they really had abs like that.
My sister loves 300. She loves that movie. She cherishes that movie, and it pisses me off. And she went and saw the second one, and I was so vindicated when I said, well, did you go see it? And she's like, yeah. I said, how was it? She goes, and I fell asleep.
I got to admit, I never had it in for it like you. I kind of went and thought, watched it.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
God. It's so awful. I mean, Jesus, it just gets on my nerves because people love it. And they're like, oh, 300. I'm like, are you shitting me, dude? Are you kidding me? Did we watch the same movie?
I didn't fall asleep, but I may have walked out in a coma.
Oh, my God. Like every battle scene is the same.
Yeah.
And they all die the same way.
And they're indoors.
Right, they all die the same way. Right,
they all
get the little, you know, that slash that, you know, the cut that takes them down to their knees, and then somebody cuts their head off. I'm like, Jesus Christ, just kill all these people so this will be over.
Plus, they fought. The whole movie takes place indoors.
Yeah.
Literally filmed it indoors. Did you know that?
And it looks like it too.
It was all on a blue screen, right?
Can we go outside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every bit of it is inside.
Yeah. It looks so phony.
I'm sorry, dude. Sucker Punch is worse to me.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you think Sucker Punch is worse?
Yes, sir, I do.
I kind of like Sucker Punch.
You know what's worse?
What?
I'm about to tell everybody a story here.
What?
Don't ever go on vacation, because when you go on vacation, they screw you with a hideous schedule. So I must cut out here early tonight, because I got to have my ass back to work.
Oh,
here
shit.
Before too long.
Oh,
but,
shit.
But thank you.
All right, dudes.
I will catch up with you later.
All right, my friends. Welcome, Matt, thank you, buddy. Let me know. Matt, you still there?
You can keep Matt. I got to go.
Okay. I guess it still works, but yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Oh, good. We'll stay going for a second here then. You still hear me, Matt? If he hangs up,
yep.
I guess it'll hang on. Let me see if it hangs on.
All right.
It does. All right, my brother. Appreciate
it. Next time, my friend. Later.
That's okay. We'll talk bad about you behind your back.
All right, cool.
But, Matthew, I have fucked up royally by watching that Doctor Who, I think.
Oh.
Because now no one else has seen it outside of, like, one friend
right.
who told me about it. Who told about the? So I'm like, wow, it's just, It's almost like I spoiled it for myself.
Yeah, but you don't get upset about spoilers though.
No, it's not that. But you want to be able to talk about a fucking movie after
seeing
it.
Oh yeah.
You're like, I see an episode of so and so. Yeah, what did you think of that? Man, I don't know because I had all this shit to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, that's my fault. If I'd waited, like, that's why I'm pissed, because there's no way I could resist it. I'm an idiot.
No,
so
I wish
that jerk off had not put it on there, and I hope he gets in trouble for it.
I'm sure he will, because you know it's pretty obvious who this belongs to. You know,
I heard a rumor that the second episode got put on, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Really?
I doubt it. The person who told me about this someone said that second one may have gotten put on also, but I don't think so. I don't think that's true though. They're not sure about that. But
they're usually great with preventing leaks. I wonder what happened.
Well, do we know how this happened at all? I mean, do we know anything about it? I guess not, huh?
I mean,
it could have been stolen
from that guy, I guess. And I've heard of people stealing, you know, screeners from people. It could have been stolen, but who knows?
Well, how'd you hear about it? It was just online that it's gotten all over the place?
I think I saw Claude talking about it. I think he saw where he said he couldn't watch it. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. He was mad at me.
I heard the scripts got leaked, though.
Yes, some scripts got leaked.
Did.
That's right.
They did? Oh, shit.
Yeah, four or five of them.
Did you read
them? No. I have not looked for them. Yeah, no.
You're not going to do that?
No, I'm going to wait. And I'm never going to do this shit again. Like I said, on a shitty Flash pilot or something, I don't care, but... So on a show I care about, never again will I do this.
But you know, I'm such a script whore. I might look for him. I'm
really, you like? I do
person.
Like scripts as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I used to collect unshot scripts.
Oh yeah.
We used to have a bunch of Star Trek unshots, and I like those because you know the show's at that point show's dead for years, but you get to see an episode that you know read about an episode that could have been. I love those. Not so much a script of something I've already seen, though. But, yeah, that I wouldn't blame you for reading them. I'm very tempted to do it myself, but...
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I'm looking now, and...
Though. You finding some?
Yeah, I guess this is for real, huh? Wow.
Wow,
that
sounds like...
I like
from the first one?
There's five.
Huh? Holy shit. You think you might read them?
I think I might. You know, because it's like I'm such a script hound.
Well, if you read the first one, then we can, you know, we can talk about it then. But I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to spoil it in case you don't. But I'll put it to you like this. They did some things that I'm shocked about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the writing. I'm like, weird. But it's also going to, as the first episode of A New Doc goes, not really a great one. So, I don't know. I mean... He's great, but it's, again, I guess it takes getting used to it. It always takes, getting used to a new doc, sort of, but I don't know. Yeah. This one takes a little bit getting used to. I mean, Matt Smith didn't take me any time at all.
Matt was pretty easy to sink into.
This first time, it's going to take me a little bit of getting used to because of some of the stuff that went on. It's never taken me but a second to just automatically go with the new doc. So it's weird, but he's going to be great, though.
Oh, yeah.
August the 23rd. Motherfucker. Unless the whole complete episode leaks before that.
I figure now there'll be, like, even more security over there at BBC Worldwide.
Yeah, they might. Especially since, you know, again, it happened in 2005 with Rose. That was, like, a week or two.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long before that Rose aired did that leak?
It was about a week or two.
Oh, wow.
And a buddy of mine found it and brought it over to my place where I was working. And we watched it, I must have watched it like five or six times or more before we finally got to see another one. So I was like, man, I couldn't stop watching it over and over again just to have Doctor Who back in for it to not suck. Because I really thought when I saw the pictures on that show, I was like, oh, shit. Really? I hate the way he's dressed. I don't know. He's a young guy. This is going to be bad. I was pretty bummed out. I saw him in Starlog. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have brought Doctor Who back. And really liked the episode Rose. And I liked him. Even though there was some obviously things to get used to, but he had me right away. So, yeah, what can you do? But this one, I tell you, it's just different. And I should not have done that. Damn that person who thought. That person who told me about it, by the way, also watched it. And doesn't feel the remorse that I do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to call the person to go.
No shame.
All right, motherfucker, now it means you got to talk about it. But it's weird, though, dude. I can't believe that thing leaked. That's astonishing. And
you know,
it's still up, I wonder.
Because usually Doctor Who leaks aren't this severe. Like,
no.
You know, I guess they're severe, but not to a point where it's like an unfinished episode. Like, this is such a...
unfinished.
I mean, I watched a little bit of it. I'm like, this is clearly completely unfinished.
Oh, yeah. It's in black and white.
Right.
And most of the CG is just not there at all. In fact, none of it. So what is it? By the way, the music is there.
Mm-hmm.
So... where was this was being brought to the CG guy or something?
I think it looks like it's for a visual effects artist, probably somebody who does like the big dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah. So it's weird, wild stuff. A lot of stuff was complete, though. And why was it? Why,
oh, really?
I wonder why it's like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. In other words, in terms of sets and scenes, I mean, and the music. Other than that, it felt like everything was done but the CG and the color. I'm wondering why something like that was in black and white, by the way.
It was probably because they do a lot, I know BBC does a lot of color correction on the episodes, and I know they do a lot of multicolor passes, a lot of, like, complex multicolor passes, so this was probably one of the, I don't know, that's weird how that happens, like, there's, like, multiple different versions of every episode. I always find that the most interesting part of television, how there's, like, multiple different versions of every episode.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man, I tell you. But, hey, what can you do? I'm fucked in the head for watching it, but I did not have the strength to not. And I don't know why it fucked up Claw's computer, because, I mean... I downloaded this little it said this player thingy, and I did it, and it didn't affect mine, so I don't know. Because I know Claude's another one. If he could have, he would have watched it.
You know, the thing is, it's like, I think about this, I'm like, oh, I have such great willpower to not watch it, but then I think about it, I'm like, you better not say that, because you may break down before then.
Yeah, I mean, if it stays on there, but like I say, I wish I could go back and not do it. So you might want to. Again, it might not be the same for you. I kind of wish I could. Because, look, when it comes out, I'm still going to watch it all.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it with all the effects and color.
Yeah.
So.
See, I don't know. part of me too is like, you can't resist this because you love watching this kind of stuff. Like, that's like, I loved watching the Wolverine work print. As bad as that movie is, I loved watching the work print because I loved seeing all that crazy, you know, incomplete CGI and shit. I'm fascinated by that kind of shit because I'm weird.
Yeah, I do too, actually. That's part of it too. Yeah, I'm with you there. That's part of it too.
I love
seeing
that shit.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. And again, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if anything happening to the guy that did it or.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's possible it could have been stolen from him. I mean, I've heard of that happening.
It's not. This is definitely not a case of what we were talking about before with the Flash pilot and the Constantine pilot getting leaked. They did not like this.
No.
Because if it were on purpose, it would all be complete and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And BBC's not like, you know how Moffat is about secrets. You know.
He must be pissed.
Oh, I'm not sure Moffat's flipping his shit
right now. He is fucking pissed.
If he still had a Twitter, it'd be all over.
He got rid of his Twitter?
Yeah, he did.
You know, there's no reason to really be all that pissed because, people are going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
And only a few, but I'm sure a lot of people, I probably could find message boards of people talking about what happened on it, and they would be, they might get in trouble, though. Because, a lot of people broke down and watched it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Nuts.
But, again,
nuts.
I don't think anybody's going to say, when August 23rd really comes around, I don't think anybody's going to say, I've already seen this.
Yeah, I'm not watching that, even though it didn't have a... Yeah, no.
I don't think this will hurt you at all.
No, that's not going to... It's fine, yeah. And again, that is a long time, though.
Oh, fuck.
And see, another problem with that, though, dude, is even... Let's say it was even complete or whatever. You still... Look how long... If you watch it now, you're like, oh, that's great, I got to watch... Oh, shit, I'll see another one in fucking over a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't see the one after it. And it's just, no, it's... I wish I hadn't done it. I actually wish I had not, even though I'm like you, I kind of like watching the work print type of shit like
that.
I like
that stuff.
That was fucked up on me to do that. So, but anyway, if it pissed off Moffat, that's a good thing, that fuckhead.
Yeah, I mean,
when it happened to Wolverine, was that something that was not supposed to happen?
I remember that was a case of a stolen work print. I remember that. I remember there was an Attack of the Clones work print that was stolen and leaked too.
Oh.
Attack of the Clones.
That happened before the movie came out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 6 months before the movie came out, you could find it.
Oh, shit. And the internet was a lot tougher back then.
It was a lot harder back then, and I remember I watched it, and it was really kind of interesting, because it's like, you watch the Wolverine work print, and that's the 20th Century Fox way of working. You see their little, intricacies, and then you watch this one, which is like the same company, again, 20th Century Fox, and it's like, wow, what a difference they've made in terms of the things they do from 2002 to 2000, whatever the hell it was for Wolverine, even in that short amount of time. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if there's one out there for Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't want to see it. I want to watch it in the fucking theater.
No. Yes.
You know, I want to, and there probably will be, by the way.
I'm sure there will be.
Somewhat. Was
things
it?
Seem
think
to leak more efficiently now.
Steve told Claude something about he's got a Blu-ray, he found a Blu-ray quality copy of The Winter Soldier.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. But that means because the Blu-rays are ready probably then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. I think I'm just going to wait and buy it. It's got to be soon, right? No, not soon, but a couple of months.
Probably October or something.
Well, you're looking forward to Guardians, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like every time there's a new TV spot or new commercial, it's always like... It's like we were saying, it just looks so different from every other comic book movie.
Yeah.
Not even just like the Marvel movies, just any comic book movie.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Now, someone said that even James Gunn told his actors not to read comics. I'm like, come on, dudes. I mean, it doesn't look that far off from the comic it's sort of based on. It does a little bit, but does that really hurt anything?
Yeah, it's pretty... pretty solid. It looks pretty close to the 2008 book to me.
Yeah. So fairly close. But I don't know why. See, I don't know why a director has to even get into something like that. I have to, you know, let him watch you guys influencing the movie by reading above in the comic. Really, dude? Come on, man. Hell. What was it going to hurt? I don't know. There's stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But again, I like James Gunn, though, so that could turn out to be pretty good. Did you ever see Slither?
No, I've never actually seen anything he's ever done. But people tell me
I really like Slither. Well, Slither's a lot of fun for him and Nathan Fillion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he also did, I wonder if they're on YouTube. One thing you got to see that he did, there was these little short films. What was it called? PG porn. Let's see if it's. They're called. He does have them on here. Holy shit! Yep. And they're a bunch of them. You just put it on YouTube. It's called PG porn. And these
PG
little
porn?
Short films. Yes, PG porn, and they're fucking funny as shit. They got a bunch of them on it. All by James Gunn. Nathan Fillion is one of them. Nathan Fillion was one of them. It was fucking hilarious. I haven't even seen all of these at all. I saw the very first one he did with Nathan Fillion. Then I saw a couple other ones. Michael Rosenbaum and James Gunn on PG Porn Peanut. So, is that Michael Rosenbaum? Yeah, well, I think it's him.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
I haven't
definitely.
Seen all these. I've not seen all of it. Yes, Smallville's Michael Rosenbaum and porn star. So there were these. They're just fucking hilarious because again they're PG and they're porn. One of the Nathan Philly ones on here somewhere. So that's the funny one I saw, and the other ones are pretty damn funny too. So it's James Gunn just making silly shit. So those are fun. Weird, wild stuff, huh? My goodness,
that is weird.
So when do you guys think you might get a chance to see Dawn?
Probably Thursday, I would assume.
Okie doke. You want me to schedule the show for next Tuesday? Just in.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have seen it by then.
Case. Yeah, if you see, and if not, we'll push it back even because it will not be as much fun unless we all get to talk about it at the same time. Especially this part he's really gonna love, where Caesar whoops.
But Gary Oldman does stuff.
Yeah, he does things. And Gary Oldman talks in this movie. Whoops.
See, now I didn't want to know that he talked in the movie. You just blew that.
That is pretty spoilerish. Spoilerific.
Yeah, come on.
But you know, that was a running gag with a friend of mine back long ago who was really, really big time anti spoiler. And I would do that to him, and I would say, "Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not gonna say anything to you except this one part." I would make up some horseshit, go whoops, and it just became stupid. And we kept doing it to each other all the time. Whoops, so much so that it hurts my throat. But I would not. I learned my lesson about spoilering people.
Yeah.
So, what can you do? Well, Duder, it has been a pleasure, and you want to shoot for next Tuesday, I will push that show to then, and we'll talk. If you hadn't seen it, I'll push it back as long as we have to. But that's probably good anyway, because still a lot of people have not seen it yet.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So give everybody a little bit of a little time on that.
That works for me.
Man, I really appreciate both you and Flash hanging out with me tonight. As always, my brother, it is always a good time. And,
I'm always just grateful. I'm always just so grateful to come on because I just have such a good time. We always talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. Naked Linda Carter, apes, Gary Oldman. It's always fun. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, everyone heard us talking about, oh, my God, me admitting to committing a crime by watching that Doctor Who rough cut thingy. How awful.
You criminal. And we all learned that Sandra Bernhard is not Bernadette.
I'm so embarrassed by that. Oh, my God. That's the worst brain fart ever. And you know what's funny and not funny about it, dude?
Yeah.
Is very lately I've had some memory lapses to the point where I'm scaring myself. I call it scary memory. Like I'll go, did I just do that? I can't remember now. And that was 3 seconds ago. again, it goes with getting old, but it will scare the shit out of you. And that
that's
one
not being,
is
that's not being
like
old.
That.
I'm 28 and I do that. I will do that. I'll walk into a room and not remember why the fuck I walked in there. I'm like, why the
would
fuck am I in here? I have no idea.
I bet. Would you confuse Sandra Bernhardt with Bernadette?
Probably
I guess,
not, but, you know.
But, again, the reason why I made the connection is I
yeah.
jumped right to her because we were talking about The View, and that show's
right.
about politics.
Yes.
And so I guess I just thought, I mean, immediately, because Sandra Bernhardt is the kind of bitch they would put on there. They,
yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell's the same type. So, man, I'm an idiot.
But no,
Jesus
because you
Christ.
Said – You said Bernadette Peters is a hateful person. I'm like, I've never heard Bernadette Peters say anything bad. And then you said Sandra Bernhardt. And I'm like, okay, now I know why you're saying she's a hateful person. She is. So, yeah.
She's foolish. And, again, I don't mind, catchy comedians who say
yeah.
nasty shit. I don't care about that. But she's, man, she's bad.
She's
and, and again, Mean's okay as long as it's not like, if it's joking Mean, but she is
yeah.
rotten. And
yeah.
she belongs on The View.
She's perfect.
Oh, she's perfect. All right, my brother. Thank you so much, my friend. Again, thank you, everyone out there on the listening on the feeds and on the archive hits. We appreciate it. Back a week from tonight with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Trying to say like Ted Knight did on the old cartoon about Return from the Planet of the Apes. He would say, Return to the Planet of the Apes. So, all right, but there's an explanation nobody needed. All right, my friend. Later.
All right, man. Thanks.
Later, buddy. Bye-bye.